means principal and interest gone. Here's how it works. Credit card companies don't want the average consumer to know about special policies they have to help them recover on late bills. Debt Relief of America negotiates with the credit card companies on your behalf using these secret programs so that you can eliminate up to 75% of your debt. This is more than just a reduction in interest. This means your credit card bills are gone. They do all the work for you so you get the best possible settlement. Eliminate your late fees and avoid the stigma that comes from going bankrupt. Call now for your free, no-obligation professional debt relief consultation. Call for free information now. 800-637-9841. 800-637-9841. Wipe your debt clean. Call 800-637-9841. That's 800-637-9841.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. Ohio finishes recounting. Election officials have finished the presidential recount in Ohio today. The final tally shaved only about 300 votes off George W. Bush's margin of victory in the state. The recount shows Bush winning Ohio by 118,457 votes over John Kerry. But the completion of the recount will not bring an end to questions surrounding the vote in Ohio. A group of voters citing fraud have challenged the election results with the Ohio Supreme Court. Cliff Arnbeck, attorney representing the voters in that suit, not accepting the recount, he questioned why there was no independent investigation into the accuracy of counting machines to determine whether those machines had been tampered with. Republicans in Washington state are demanding a list of voters in the most populous county in the state as the party is considering a possible court challenge of Democrat Christine Gregoire's razor-thin victory in the governor's race there. A hand recount put Gregoire ahead by 130 votes out of 2.8 million cast. Previous counts had Republican Dino Rossi ahead by 40-some votes. The state Republican Party chairman says they'll decide whether to challenge the recount results after they study the voter rolls from Kings County, a Democratic stronghold that includes Seattle. Democrats are now accusing the Republicans of being on a fishing expedition and urge them to concede the race. The eastern coast of India rocked by a series of earthquake aftershocks from the massive weekend quake. The seven jolts measured as high as 5.5 magnitude and struck remote islands. Rescue workers have been trying to reach since a tsunami on Sunday. The area includes about 30 inhabited islands, all of which apparently were hit by tidal waves. Meanwhile, a World Health Organization official warns the massive loss of life from the South Asia quake may be just beginning. The group's chief of crisis operations says the death toll could double due to the risk of disease, diseases that come with a lack of clean water and sanitation. He predicts the initial terror from the disaster could be dwarfed by the longer-term suffering the disease could bring. The death toll from the earthquake and related waves currently stands 52,000 dead. The U.S. planning to add an extra $20 million to its initial Asian earthquake relief package. That would more than double the $15 million the U.S. committed to the effort yesterday. Author and activist Susan Sontag died in New York today. She was 71 years old. News of her death from the Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center in Manhattan. Sontag had been treated for cancer several times. She was an author, activist, self-defined zealot of seriousness. Her novels included The Volcano Lover and In America, which won the National Book Award in 2000. This is Air America.
It's the biggest breakthrough in getting a good night's sleep. So effective, over 25,000 medical professionals worldwide recommend it to their patients. What is it? It's the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress, an innovation so advanced, it's guaranteed to provide a better night's sleep. Now you can get a free sample of the incredible material behind this mattress and a free Better Sleep video. Call 1-800-254-7788. The Tempur-Pedic mattress contours to every curve of your body. It relieves the pressure points that make you toss and turn. You'll sleep more soundly, wake up more energized. And for people with back or neck problems, Tempur-Pedic offers extraordinary relief. For a free sample of the Tempur material, call 1-800-254-7788. Call now, and you'll also also get Tempur-Pedic's Better Sleep Video absolutely free. So feel for yourself what all the excitement is about. Call 1-800-254-7788. That's 1-800-254-7788.
If you think it's too late in life to earn the college degree you want, listen to this. Now you can go to a college designed for busy working adults. It's University of Phoenix, the nation's largest private accredited university. In most cases, you can earn a bachelor's or master's degree in just 2 to 3 years. To find out how, call 1-866-431-3600 at over 140 University of Phoenix campuses nationwide. The small classroom settings are designed for working adults with busy lives. With their efficient learning model, you'll cover more material in less time, going to convenient classes in the evening or on the weekend. At University of Phoenix, you can do this. For a complimentary brochure on degree programs in business, technology, nursing, education, and more, call University of Phoenix now, 1-866-431-3600. Offer not valid in Tennessee or Nevada. Programs vary by campus. Classes are forming, so call now, 1-866-431-3600. That's 1-866-431-3600.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial week, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
Unfiltered. Wednesday on Unfiltered, it's Congress in review. Pete DeFazio, congressman from Oregon, tries to dial the Medicare hotline, and he doesn't like what he hears. Plus, meet Senator John Thune. Denise Ross, Rapid City Journal columnist, helps pull this evangelical rising star out of South Dakota's night sky. And what does the opposition have to say? Tom Daschle's campaign manager, Steve Hildebrand, checks in.
On Air America Radio.
Hey, good evening, Truth Seekers. Malloy here on Air America Radio. Yes, we're live tonight. It's Tuesday night. It's 28th of December, 2004. What do you have, 3 days left, Kathy, until this year is assigned to the dustbin of history, as they say. Terrible, terrible weekend. Awful. Unbelievable. People who keep track of these sorts of things say that the disaster that occurred in the Indian Ocean is one of the worst disasters in recorded history. It's almost impossible to take it in. And like you, I've seen the videos played over and over and over again on all the broadcast channels and the cable channels, with the exception of Fox. When the end of the world comes, I'm not going to tune into Fox. Screw them. But everybody else. And the front page of the New York Times today, the huge, almost entire, above-the-fold section of the newspaper, the shot inside the children's morgue, with the grief-stricken parents there. I don't know what to say about that. You know, my little pipsqueak of a voice up against a monstrous tragedy like that. I said earlier today, in talking with some friends, I just wonder if Falwell or Robertson have yet to blame this tragedy on the queers in India or the non-believers in India, you know, the Hindus and the Muslims. Or has Robertson blamed it on, or Falwell blamed it on the gays in America or the secular humanists in America? Have I mentioned yet tonight how much I hate these people? You know who I'm talking about. So here we are. The death toll now is what, over 50,000, 60,000, 70,000, and it's supposed to double and double again. This is going to be a massive, massive tragedy. And already the the religious right-wing freaks in this country are attributing this to God being pissed off at something. I don't know what. You know, what's God pissed off at now, huh? Nothing. I don't know how to address the issue. I don't know how to talk about this. And I think it needs to be talked about, I guess. I mean, I don't know. When I think about the money India spends on nuclear armaments and how little is necessary to put seismic buoys in various sections around the Indian Ocean to measure for tsunamis. Some of these places that were hit had as much as 2 or 3 hours notice had there been an early warning system. Got to have our nuclear weapons, got to have our missiles, got to have our spending on death and destruction. But when it comes to something as simple, and yes, by God, it would be simple, to place in strategic areas, in various oceans where these tectonic plates come together and earthquakes and tsunamis are just imminent in geologic time. They're just sitting there waiting to happen, and then this happens. No, can't do that. Can't do that. Can't spend a few million for that. Got to spend hundreds of millions for nuclear weapons and missiles and damn. Tom in Phoenix sent this to me. He says, yesterday I contributed to a disaster relief fund for the victims of the tsunami after watching the incredible coverage of the disaster on television. Today, people are complaining about the U.S. government should give more money to help the affected Asian countries, but I haven't heard anyone suggest that corporations contribute anything. Perhaps if all of the corporations who enjoy tax shelters and other gifts bestowed by our government would contribute even a small portion of what they've saved through such policies, the entire region could be rebuilt. I am all for individuals and the government providing disaster relief, Tom writes, but why should the burden of humanitarian assistance be placed on taxpayers like you and me while wealthy corporate CEOs sit idly by waiting to attend the presidential inauguration party? Not to worry, though. I'm sure the president, who is nowhere to be found, I'm sure the president will hire his friends from Halliburton to help with the rebuilding at inflated costs and at the taxpayers' expense, of course. Tom in Phoenix. A little cynical, Tom, yeah, but he's kind of right on, isn't he? In the meantime, when the initial proportions of this disaster were being reported, first being reported, and millions, it was obvious that millions of people were going to be homeless, thousands, tens of thousands, and eventually it's probably going to be hundreds of thousands of people will be dead. The United States, our country, yours and mine, agreed to pledge $15 million. When the three hurricanes hit Florida this year, how much did the Bush crime family allocate to a state they needed for their filthy so-called reelection? What was it, $3 billion, $5 billion, $7 billion for the state of Florida? Now, do we have an obligation? Yes. You're damn right we do. You're damn right we do. Half the clothes that you and I wear come from these exploited third world countries that don't have an ice cube's chance of hell to survival. All it takes is something like this. And, you know, the idea of, well, you know, they shouldn't live that near the coastline. Oh, come on, stop. That's not the case at all. But the United States decided early on to contribute $15 million, and Jan Egeland, who is the person and head of UN Humanitarian Aid, said that America was being stingy. Stingy? That's not stingy. That's disgusting. That's contemptible. That's vile. That's ugly. It's filthy. It's disgracing. Yesterday, Bush sent letters of condolence to the heads of eight of these countries. somebody had to write them for him so he could sign his stupid-ass name. He doesn't know where these countries are. Ask him where Sri Lanka is. I'll tell you what. Ask him, what's the difference between Ceylon and Sri Lanka? And watch his eyes roll up in the back of his head. Letters of condolence to the presidents of these countries, or the dictators, or whoever the hell they are, of these various countries that suffered this tremendous loss. And Colin Powell said, oh, this is indeed an international tragedy, and we're going to do everything we can. No, you're not, you liar. No, you're not. You spokesman for the Bush crime family, liar. No, you're not. You're not. Americans are dead in this. Each death is a tragedy, but 11, 12, 13, a couple of hundred still unaccounted for. Hundreds of thousands of people are going to die, not just from the tsunami, but also from the attendant disease that's going to follow on this. 15 million is what the United States initially said. Now it's up to 35 million. Do you know how much is being spent on George Bush's party on January 20th? 40 million. 40 million. For his filthy, disgusting, illegal, unjustified reelection. His coronation. $40 million to celebrate this mindless, brain-dead freak's coronation. Oh, soldiers get to dance free of charge. $40 million. We're a nation at war, right? No, we're not. We're a nation of suckers. We have 130,000 even worse suckers. I'm sorry. If your son is over there, tell him to come home. Tell him to walk out of this. We're not a nation at war. We're a nation led by a psychopathic group of war lovers, and we're sacrificing our citizen soldiers. Guys and gals, I have no more business being in a hot combat zone like this than you do or I do. The president, we talked about this a week or so ago, Bush's inaugural committee getting corporate and individual donors to contribute as much as $250,000 apiece. These dirty pigs, that's all they are. We have soldiers over there who don't even have proper equipment. And these pigs, holding a military ball. They're going to let all these soldiers come in who are on active duty. They're going to bring them home. These pigs are going to bring home our boys and make them dance. Dance, you dumb niggers, dance. Isn't that the way it used to be? Huh? The white folks would sit around, dance, nigger. Remember? You too young to remember that? You're damn right you're too young. Read your history. That's what they're doing to our soldiers. You don't like the N-word? I don't give a damn. That's what they are doing to our people, black and white. $40 million. Bring up the music, Kathy. And the mountains are filled with
lost sea. One in four adults has high blood pressure. If you're one of them and you have a cold, Coricidin HBP has surprising news for you. The American Heart Association recognizes that decongestants found in many leading cold medicines can raise your blood pressure and interfere with blood pressure medication. So why risk it? Only decongestant-free Coricidin HBP provides a line of safe, powerful cold and flu medication specially formulated for people with high blood pressure. So make the safe choice. Coricidin HBP. Use as directed.
Hark, the defense makes bells ring. Glory to the Pommeling. Capital One for we. The best proclaim 11 days and 21 games. Hail Marys and coverage blow. Chance are born and chunks go home. A gift from Capital One you got. Now double check what's in your wallet.
Capital One Bowl Week is on ABC and ESPN. December 14th through the Capital One Bowl on New Year's Day.
Night falls. Darkness closes in. A mystery unfolds. Hallmark Channel introduces a series of original movies.
Everybody loves a murder.
Kelly Martin as Mystery Woman. John Larroquette as McBride.
Where were you when he died?
And Leah Thompson as Jane Doe.
I've got a development in our puzzle.
The Hallmark Channel Mystery Movie. Every Friday night at 9, 8 Central, beginning January 7th on Hallmark Channel. Get a clue at HallmarkChannelMysteries.com.
When I wear black,
even a little dandruff shows, and my old dandruff shampoo just wasn't cutting it. I still had flakes and dry scalp. So I switched to Selsun Blue Moisturizing Shampoo with aloe and moisturizers. Doctor recommended Selsun Blue has a proven ingredient to relieve dandruff. Plus, it keeps my hair and scalp healthy and flake-free.
If you see flakes, try Selsun Blue. Selsun Blue Moisturizing Dandruff Shampoo.
I'm telling you, it really works.
Never wear black without the blue. Selsun Blue. Uses direct.
Lose 30 pounds in 30 days? Or how about eat whatever you want and still lose weight? Look, you and I both know that is not going to happen. I'm Dr. Greg Cinnamone, and I'd probably be the first to sign up for that magic pill that makes diet and exercise irrelevant. But until that day, I'm content to be one of 100,000 plus folks who haven't just ordered CortiSlim once. They've ordered CortiSlim again. So many people have found that CortiSlim is part of an absolutely brilliant lifestyle of managing daily stress. Why? Because stress leads to problems, like gaining weight. We believe that good health involves diet, exercise, supplementation, and CortiSlim. And I want you to have Dr. Talbot's Total Sense program free with your order. Look, the holidays are here, and stress and overeating is a problem. This is your chance to step off that scale and into the CortiSlim lifestyle. Call 1-800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN.
Hi, friends. This is Bill Begley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement, Focus Factor, absolutely free. Now, why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, a $75 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-463-7971. That's 1-800-463-7971. Limit one bottle per household. Again, it's 1-800-463-7971.
Do you have a personal injury case and need money now? Have you been turned down by family, friends, and banks? Are you out of options for the money you need? If so, Whitehaven Funding can help. If you need money now and can't wait for your case to settle, call Whitehaven Funding at 1-800-213-7163. In exchange for an interest in your pending case, Whitehaven Funding advances money to injured victims who need money now. The money provided can help with foreclosure, bankruptcy, and eviction, but you can use the money any way you need. Call 1-800-213-7163 for details. If your case is not successful, you keep their money and don't have to pay them back. That's right. If you lose your case, you keep the money and don't have to pay them back. Just call 1-800-213-7163. Again, if you have a pending personal injury claim and have no place else to turn for money, call Whitehaven Funding at 1-800-213-7163. Call today.
And now, a soothing bedtime lullaby. It's Mike Malloy.
Yeah. Somebody wrote in and said, well, it's obvious the program's live tonight. It's just infuriating to me. And if you listen to this program, you know what to expect on this program. But the United States pledges $15 million, then jacks it up to $35 million to assist in this horrendous, unimaginable tragedy. I mean, you and I can't imagine this. We can't. I don't even think the people living in Sri Lanka or living on the coast of India or living in Indonesia or the Horn of Africa, all these different places that have been hit, I don't think they can understand the scope of this tragedy either. Because they're dealing with their dead children, they're dealing with their missing wife, they're dealing with their town, their village gone. They're dealing with rotted corpses floating all over the place. They're dealing with no water, no food. So, of course, you know, the idea of 60, 80, 100,000 dead and another 100,000 going to die because this the human race is incapable of responding to this sort of thing. When you think about the call it civil war, call it war of attrition, whatever, that's been going on in Sri Lanka for how long? Ever since the independence, since it became went from being Ceylon to being Sri Lanka, the Tamil tribesmen, when you think about the situation in Indonesia, when you think about all these countries who spend so much of their national treasure to satisfy the needs of greedy-ass white people in Europe and the United States, and not just white people, just greedy-ass Americans. You know what I'm talking about. When you think about how their own governments exploit the hell out of them, when you think about what a miserable, miserable life. And it is miserable when the life expectancy is 50 and your children die. That's, you know, they say, well, you know, they have 10 children. Yeah, because 7 of them die. Do you know that a third of these deaths so far are kids? The pictures of these dead children, and I'm sorry if I'm bumming you out tonight. You can leave. You've got permission. You can go. But the pictures of these children, these grieving parents, and if you're a parent, you know what I'm talking about, especially if you have a little kid. See, having a five-month-old is like I do, is a tremendous blessing, but it's also it's a focal point that makes it impossible for me to escape these stories of injured and hurt and dead children. You know, when you don't have a five-month-old, when all your kids are grown, you can look at it and go, oh, my God, what a tragedy. Oh, my God, what a tragedy. And you're glad your kids are grown and or you're glad you didn't have any or whatever. And that's how I've related to tragedies like this ever since my next youngest, Chris, who's now 26, was, you know what, about 15. I used to think, yeah, oh, God, that's awful. But have a five-month-old, have a two-year-old, and look at these pictures of these dead babies, these dead children. And it occurred to me that a couple of things. When this first happened, this is how sick I am, okay? This is how diseased I have become. I kept thinking, okay, how long is it going to be before Falwell or Robertson or Dobson or one of these demented Christian so-called freaks gets on somebody's talk show on Fox or MSNBC or CNN and blames it on the non-Christian, say, well, this is God pissed off. That's how sick I've become, waiting to hear that. And then waiting to see how my government will respond. My government that has no problem allocating tens of billions of dollars to go to Iraq and kill people and blow things up. How's my government going to respond? Because I live in the richest country in the history of the human race. I live in a country of greedy pigs. I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about the corporations and the government, just greedy, eat everything in sight pigs. So how is that government going to respond? You know, blow up, blow the tops off mountains to get at the coal, destroy pristine wildlife to get at the oil, invade countries, kill people. How's my country going to respond? You know what I expect in my country to do? Nothing, not a damn thing. Except send letters of condolences, you know, Bush down there in clearing brush. Is that what the Tampa Bay Online said? The president is clearing brush, and he paused from his vacation to offer his condolences to all the dead people. Oh, Jesus. So now I'm not in a very holiday mood here. Terrible tragedy. Here it is, Associated Press. Besides monitoring the devastating earthquake in Southeast Asia, President Bush is biking and strolling around his ranch here and pondering tax reform and other goals in his second term. Now, imagine that scene. Here's this mindless freak walking around his, if you're to believe Associated Press, or the writer here, walking around his Texas ranch pondering tax reform. No, you don't ponder tax reform. The Virgin Mary pondered the fact that she just gave birth to the Christian Messiah. That's pondering. Bush pondering tax reform?
Deputy White House Press Secretary said he's clearing some brush this morning. He's exercising as he normally does and taking walks with the First Lady. I mean, after all, it is Christmas, you know. What? 80,000 dead? Well, I'll let him know.
I like to work outdoors. It keeps my mind whole.
Lost in a lost world. So many people are dying.
Lose 30 pounds in 30 days? Or how about eat whatever you want and still lose weight? Look, you and I both know that is not going to happen. I'm Dr. Greg Cinamone, and I'd probably be the first to sign up for that magic pill that makes diet and exercise irrelevant. But until that day, I'm content to be one of 100,000 plus folks who haven't just ordered CortiSlim once. They've ordered CortiSlim again. So many people have found that CortiSlim is part of an absolutely brilliant lifestyle of managing daily stress. Why? Because stress leads to problems, like gaining weight. We believe that good health involves diet, exercise, supplementation, and CortiSlim. And I want you to have Dr. Talbot's Total Sense program free with your order. Look, the holidays are here, and stress and overeating is a problem. This is your chance to step off that scale and into the CortiSlim lifestyle. Call 1-800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN.
Ugh, I'm so tired. I'm never going to make it through this meeting.
All right, only 50 more miles. Maybe I can stay awake if I put my head out the window.
Need to zap yourself awake? Hi, I'm Wendy Friesen. I'm a hypnotist. Now, usually I'm putting people to sleep, but now I'm going to wake you up. My newest hypnosis CD will power nap you in only 5 minutes. Using a powerful discovery of hypnosis and binaural beats, the body and brain will feel like it's had a long sleep, and you will emerge after only 5 minutes feeling awake, refreshed, and clear-headed. Need an energy rush? This works. Truckers, take 5 minutes to sleep deep and be wide awake. Students, executives, athletes, put yourself in top form in 5 minutes. I love this hypnosis CD. You will too. I'm Wendy Friesen. Call me. Remember the phone number, 877-68-HAPPY, 877-68-HAPPY, or on the web at mypowernap.com. That's mypowernap.com. When you call, ask about our 5-minute confidence blast, creativity blast, and the 5-minute mental giant. Wake up now, 877-68-HAPPY.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
It's the biggest breakthrough in getting a good night's sleep. So effective, over 25,000 medical professionals worldwide recommend it to their patients. What is it? It's the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress, an innovation so advanced, it's guaranteed to provide a better night's sleep. Now you can get a free sample of the incredible material behind this mattress and a free better sleep video. Call 1-800-254-7788. The Tempur-Pedic mattress contours to every curve of your body. It relieves the pressure points that make you toss and turn. You'll sleep more soundly, wake up more energized. And for people with back or neck problems, Tempur-Pedic offers extraordinary relief. For a free sample of the Tempur material, call 1-800-254-7788. Call now, and you'll also get Tempur-Pedic's Better Sleep video absolutely free. So feel for yourself what all the excitement is about. Call 1-800-254-7788. That's 1-800-254-7788.
The Radio Shack Glossary of Electronics. Today's term, the boomerang. It's when someone sells you the wrong accessory or a no-name thing that simply goes kaput.
Excuse me, this didn't work.
Bummer.
They didn't sell you an electronic accessory, my friend. They sold you a boomerang, because it's coming back to that store. But at Radio Shack, we give you easy answers by carrying a bigger selection of quality accessories for all major brands of electronics. So you'll come back because you want to, not because you have to. Radio Shack, you've got questions, we've got answers.
The Air America phones are ringing off the hook.
We've done this kind of thing up here in my little town. We had Republicans in power, and we managed to change it over just by knocking on doors and informing people.
866-303-AAR0.
When the Republicans were in the minority, they had a never-say-die attitude, and we really have to demonstrate that. We showed in this past election that we could really bring the fight to them, and it's long about time that we stood up and took a page from their fight book.
We're listening.
I love to go walking out there, seeing the cows. Occasionally they talk to me.
I can't stand it. I really can't. Can't stand it. We're talking here momentarily about this tragedy that occurred in South Asia over the Christmas weekend. And the fact that the U.S. first contributed $15 million, huge act of generosity on our part, wasn't it? Huh? $15 million. We all kicked in about $3 or $4 or $5 billion for Florida after three hurricanes hit, but that's different. You know, Bush's brother is the governor of Florida, and Bush needed the electoral votes in Florida. Bush doesn't need any electoral votes from Sri Lanka or from any of the countries devastated. So screw them. $15 million. Do you know what that is to a tragedy this big? when you take into consideration the people who are going to be directly affected, either by death or destruction or loss of a loved one or loss of their village, loss of their business, it works out to maybe, I don't know, what, 50 cents, a dollar per person? Isn't that generous? Aren't you ashamed? I am. I'm very ashamed. I'm. It's getting worse and worse. I'm almost afraid to leave the country. For fear that if I step off the plane in a different country and somebody realizes I'm American, they're going to come and spit on me. You know, I support a government that is a warmonger, that is causing death and destruction, even as we sit here tonight and talk. I'm resident of a country that refuses to respond from a humanitarian angle that makes sense. We have corporations in this country that have no problem whatsoever exploiting the hell. The people in India, Bangladesh, Sri Lanka, Indonesia, the Horn of Africa. We have corporations in this country who, you know, yeah, pay those dark bastards 15 cents a day and send them home. God. How about if just the corporations that exploit Asian labor contribute a dollar per underpaid worker? Huh? That should about take care of the entire relief situation there. That's not going to bring back any dead babies, any drowned children. Have you heard? I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. Have any of you heard of any corporation stepping up and saying, oh, God, this is horrifying. Here's a billion. No. Do you think you will? Hell no. This is America. That's where we live. That's where we live. We live in America. We live in a country that has corporate CEOs who will contribute $40 million for the coronation of George W. Bush on January 20th. We read you the names of the corporations and the CEOs who are contributing all this filth money, this blood money, this vomit money, this money that you and I wouldn't touch. Filthy, filthy, filthy. And they're going to have this woman, Jean Phillips, a Texas businesswoman, who is the head of the 55th Presidential Inauguration Committee. She says, we recognize this time that we are a nation at war. So we are going to have a celebration of our freedom as Americans here at home. And, oh yes, freedom everywhere. So how are they going to do this? They're going to have a soldier's ball. Or a commander-in-chief ball. They're going to have 9 formal balls. Including a commander-in-chief
ball, which will include invited members of the military to come to this ball. The Pentagon is selecting, listen to this, and try to control your gag reflex, okay? The Pentagon, Rumsfeld's little nest of Nazis, is selecting active duty troops and families for the ball, particularly those who have recently returned from Iraq or Afghanistan, the ones that have legs and arms, of course. Or, get this, troops who will soon be deployed to those countries. Come on in here, boy, and dance for me. And then go kill some of these dumbass Muslims. Come in here and dance with me, boy. And according to Jean Phillips, the Texas businesswoman, the theme of the commander-in-chief, Bawal, that will enable our president to draw on his strongest image. You know, he is a determined commander-in-chief in this unsettling war against terrorism. So our commander-in-chief, God love him and Jesus loves him, will dance with the dumb bastards. Oh, excuse me, I didn't mean to say that. Our glorious military, who will then go kill and die for Mr. Bush. So we need 40 million. Does it dawn on anybody that holding a military ball in conjunction with this illegal inauguration, at the same time that there are soldiers in a battle zone killing and dying, that there just might be something wrong with that? Does it occur to you, truth seeker? It doesn't occur to these people. Does it occur to you that just maybe rounding up soldiers and Marines saying, dance, nigga, before you go chop that cotton, dance for me, boy, while other soldiers are dying and killing and being blown to pieces and having faces blown off, that there just might be something not honorable about that? Huh? Oh, God. Do you think there might be something wrong with these corporations, these filthy corpse-eating pigs, contributing 40 million when we have soldiers and Marines who are trying to hammer sheet metal on the bottom of their Humvees so they can go kill and be killed? Is there anything wrong with this? Companies and individuals have donated the maximum $250,000 apiece. They include businesses with an interest in the outcome of the administration's agenda on such matters as drilling in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. We told you who they are. Exxon, Occidental, Chevron, Texaco, former Enron president, Dell computer founder, United Technologies, on and on and on. Could these greedy, human, corpse-eating pigs contribute anything for our troops who are committing murder and mayhem in their names for their benefit? It's not for my benefit. It's not for your benefit, truth seeker. You and I have no interest in the slaughter going on in Fallujah or anywhere in Iraq. We don't care. This doesn't affect us. What, you're going to have a better life if another family of Iraqis is blown to pieces? No, I don't think so. So who is going to have a better life? Well, what about the CEOs of the oil companies? They'll have a better life, won't they? These human being eating pigs. That's what they are. They are devouring other people. 40 million for this inauguration, this coronation. $40 million. gosh, that's almost as much as what Rush Limbaugh makes in 2 years. Wow. And by the way, totally off topic, but Al Franken is over entertaining the troops. Where's the pig filth man? Where's his parrot, Sean Hannity? What are they doing? Oh, never mind. Where's O'Reilly? Playing with himself in a shower with a falafel? And our guy, Al Franken, is overseas touring in two war zones, trying to bring a little bit of happiness to these people. These soldiers, these Marines. Meanwhile, back here, $40 million by corporate pigs contributed to Bush's inauguration. Can I get a gag from everybody? 3, 2, 1. Thank you. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. It's astonishing. I don't know. There's all kinds of, if you're interested, and if you're not, oh, Christ, I understand. But if you're interested, their websites, I think Democratic Underground on their main page, you have a link, click on it, where you can make donations. You know, the Red Cross needs help, CARE needs help, everybody needs help, okay? And the corporate pigs in this country, these filthy corporate pigs. Are they contributing a dime? No, hell no. Oh, but $40 million for Bush's inauguration gala. Well, you know, we're a nation at war, says Jean Phillips, a Texas businesswoman heading the inaugural committee. We recognize that we are a nation at war, so one of our nine bowels will be for our soldiers and our Marines. We going to bring them off of the death fields and let them dance, nigga, and then we going to send them back. That's what we do here on the plantation.
Stirring up the dirt. Always have clean shirts to play on.
One in four adults has high blood pressure. If you're one of them and you have a cold, Coricidin HBP has surprising news for you. The American Heart Association recognizes that decongestants found in many leading cold medicines can raise your blood pressure and interfere with blood pressure medication. So why risk it? Only decongestant-free Coricidin HBP provides a line of safe, powerful cold and flu medication specially formulated for people with high blood pressure. So make the safe choice. Coricidin HBP. Use as directed.
Night falls. Darkness closes in. A mystery unfolds. Hallmark Channel introduces a series of original movies.
Everybody loves a murder.
Kelly Martin as Mystery Woman. John Larroquette as McBride.
Where were you when he died?
And Leah Thompson as Jane Doe.
We've got a development in our puzzle.
The Hallmark Channel Mystery Movie. Every Friday night at 9, 8 Central, beginning January 7th on Hallmark Channel. Get a clue at hallmarkchannelmysteries.com.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed.
Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-399-6763. That's 1-800-399-6763. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-399-6763. Again, 1-800-399-6763.
Do you know the 12 financial traps that keep most people from becoming wealthy? Well, now you can learn with Tony Robbins' amazing wealth-building system that you can try risk-free today. Learn the financial traps that keep most people from becoming wealthy and how you can avoid them and even turn them to your advantage. Discover how to build wealth no matter what your salary is. For your risk-free trial of Tony Robbins' amazing wealth-building system called Get the Edge, dial 1-800-500-8121. Tony Robbins has impacted the lives of millions of people around the world and help them live their dreams. Now he wants to share with you the secrets to being wealthy right now. Find out how you can start building your wealth today on your current salary. Call now for your 30-day risk-free trial of Tony Robbins' Get the Edge at 1-800-500-8121. Learn the 12 financial traps to avoid and the secrets to being wealthy right now. For your risk-free trial of Tony Robbins' amazing wealth-building system, call 1-800-500-8121. That's 1-800-500-8121.
Over 41 million speeding tickets are issued every year, with the average fine over $120. Add court fees and the increase in your insurance, and your cost might triple. Why take the risk? Make your car invisible to all types of speed detection equipment, including radar, laser, and even the new pop radar technology. With the Phantom, with 360-degree detection capability, the Phantom guarantees that you will avoid all types of speed traps. In fact, if you get a ticket, the manufacturer will pay your fine. The Phantom is so effective that it's illegal in some states. So call now for details. Remember, the Phantom is 100% guaranteed or your speeding ticket is paid. So if you never want to worry about hearing this again, get the Phantom today.
Call 800-790-0416. That's 800-790-0416. Call 800-790-0416.
Not available in California, Minnesota, Nebraska, Virginia, Oklahoma, Utah, or Washington, D.C. Certain restrictions apply to guarantee. Call for details.
My computer was slowing down to a crawl. Programs were taking forever to open, and the internet became the worldwide wait. It was so slow. But then I found Velos, and in just minutes, my computer speed was right back to where it was, like the day I bought it. Turns out my computer had a virus and over 86 different speed-robbing spyware programs. But Velos got rid of the virus and kicked every single spyware program off my machine. And now Velos automatically keeps my machine virus and spyware-free. And that makes me worry-free. Want to be worry-free and get your computer speed back to where it was, like the day you bought it? Then get Velos. The call is free.
Just call 800-243-1483 and let Velos put the speed back in your machine. That's 800-243-1483. 800-243-1483. Call Velos right now. 800-243-1483.
Doing talk radio right. From the left, it's more of Mike Malloy.
It's about 9 before the hour. You know, I think about Sri Lanka, the country, that island country just south and east of India, the Indian subcontinent. And I guess the only reason I have an interest in it when I worked at CNN, many times I wrote about the conflict between the Sinhalese majority on that island and the Tamil minority. And how education and economic development and being able to make a living has been stymied for decades, ever since Ceylon became Sri Lanka. And now this disaster. What was it? What did I hear? A 30-foot wall of water hit the communities on the coast of that country. One of the things that was going on there was a lot of building for ecotourism. You know, people would come. People were there from all over the world. People go there for vacations, you know, the people who can afford to do it, whether they're Australians or New Zealanders, Europeans, even some Americans, people from the Middle East, people go there. And it's, I mean, tourism was one of the things that they had. Now it's gone. It's gone. How many Sri Lankans have died so far, according to best estimates? And whatever the number is, it's going to double and possibly triple from the disease.
You know, we have International Committee of the Red Cross busying itself going to our torture gulags and writing reports on what kind of torture we're doing. Shouldn't the International Committee of the shouldn't Doctors Without Borders, who've been driven out of Iraq, driven out of Afghanistan because of our activities there, our activities there, mine and yours, because we allow it to continue. Shouldn't Doctors Without Borders, shouldn't CARE, shouldn't all these relief agencies, shouldn't the United Nations, you know, the right-wing bastards in this country, we're always talking about, oh, the evil United Nations. Who else is going to step up right now, huh? Who's going to do it? The Republican United States Senate? Oh, yeah, that'll happen. Isn't this one of the areas where the United Nations is desperately needed? And what have we done to the United Nations? We have tried everything we could to defund it. Why is that? They offer, among other things, birth control programs that don't specifically prohibit other sovereign nations from allowing abortions. So, screw them. We'll take away the money. When a tragedy like this hits, too bad. Too bad. How many children are dead? 20, 30,000. So far. Sri Lankan garment industry. Was headed for destruction this Saturday, January 1st. That's when their textile quota deal with the United States expires. The Banana Republic shirt you have that you got for Christmas probably was assembled in Sri Lanka. No more. Next year it'll come from the Mariana Islands or China or Mexico. No more. So what to do? You know, I noticed already they're filling up warehouses with clothing, blankets. Forget it! If you're going to send something, there's only one thing you can send that can be used. Money! Send money! If you clean out your house once again for a tragedy and box up all this garbage that you've been holding in your house, all these clothes, I know your intentions are good, but don't be a fool. Don't send something that's going to sit in a warehouse someplace in San Diego for 10 months. Send money. Get a hold of the Red Cross. Get a hold of Doctors Without Borders. Get a hold of CARE. Get a hold of a Red Crescent. Get a hold of relief agencies. Send money. That's all. That's the only thing you should be considering sending. Nothing else. Don't send little packets of razor blades. Don't send string. Don't send balls of wax or thimbles or home sewing kits. Send money. This death toll is going to keep going up and up and up because the human race sucks. That's why. Oh, my God. You know, if Mark Twain were alive today, remember I've quoted or I've talked about his book many times, The Damned Human Race, that he wrote after witnessing what he witnessed during the Spanish-American War when he was a war correspondent in the Philippines. And I'm reminded of Philip Wiley, who in 1942 wrote Generation of Vipers. And the line from Mark Twain at the turn of the 20th century to Philip Wiley in the middle of the century to the present time. You know, people who, I know it's cool and hip to be like, I don't know who, Ram Dass and Andrew Weil and all these people who are willing to say, no, the human spirit will rise, you know, blah, 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 blah. The human spirit sucks. Not yours. I'm not talking about you. You know, take a look at Yushchenko over there in Ukraine. Look at this poor bastard. He runs for president, and they poison him. Look at Arafat. Well, don't look at Arafat. He's dead. Murdered, poisoned. It just goes on and on. How many people, you know, look in our country. And now look at this disaster in South Asia. It's incomprehensible. It is just, and I'm not going to talk about it anymore. We're coming up on the top of the hour. We're going to take a break. We'll come back and take your phone calls. And by the way, we've got four open lines. If you want to say it tonight. 866-303-2270. Okay? I'm about out of stuff to talk about here. This thing overwhelmed me. It just overwhelmed me. And I'm sorry for this first hour of the program. I'm just out of control, man. I'm sorry. Used bad language. I've said the N-word. I've called us all pigs. I'm sorry. I don't know how to respond. I really don't. My vocabulary is limited. My education is limited. I just know what I feel. Sorry. This is Air America Radio. I'm Mike Malloy.
The Mouth Sore Case Files, sponsored by Xylactin.
Meet Dr. Brown.
Hello.
Dr. Brown is a dentist.
I love my job.
She has a patient with a mouth sore.
A painful mouth sore.
Which makes checkups a real nightmare.
Ouch.
Thankfully, Dr. Brown knows about Xylactin B.
Try Xylactin B.
Xylactin B speeds relief with a bioadhesive.
A patented bioadhesive.
Plus a powerful medicine to relieve pain.
For up to 6 hours.
So her patient can eat and drink pain-free. Nice work, doctor.
Your turn.
Me?
Got a mouth sore? Zap it with Xylactin.
Will Durst.
Say what you will about Bush, man. He has managed to reunite France and Germany.
The Washington Post portrays Will Durst as the Dark Prince of Doubt.
The German justice minister called Bush's tactics Hitler-like.
It's open season on anything political on Will Durst's new CD, Warning.
Let me repeat that.
We just got called a Nazi by Germany.
With another 4 years of George W. in the White House, you're going to need some laughs.
That's not good.
So go to WillDurst.com today and get your copy of his new hilarious CD, Warning.
Is this a great country or what?
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. If you want a ticket to the Bush inauguration, you better call a Democrat. It's one of the hot tickets in Washington this winter. Unlike most of the party's plan for George Bush's second inauguration, it's free and the dress is come however you can stay warm. But getting one of the 250,000 tickets to the swearing-in ceremony on the steps of the Capitol is not very easy, particularly from people from the so-called red states that voted Republican in November. For most people, the only way they can get a ticket is through their senator or representative. Each senator, regardless of party, gets 400 tickets to distribute. House members, about 200 apiece. But to meet the demand, Republican lawmakers are now asking Democrats for their leftover tickets, since not too many Democrats plan to make the trip to Washington to celebrate Bush's victory. This week, George W. Bush is vacationing, biking, strolling around his ranch in Crawford, Texas, and according to his spokesman, pondering tax reform and other goals for the second term. Bush cleared some brush this morning, and his spokesman said he's doing some biking and exercising as he normally does, taking walks with the First Lady, and thinking about what he wants to accomplish in the second term. Simplifying the tax code is supposed to be among the goals for the second term. Tax experts say Bush plans to reform taxes likely will involve some small changes to the current system, but not a sweeping effort to scrap the income tax for a radically new approach like a national sales tax. The changes Bush expected to propose still expected to generate opposition, though, especially if he suggests eliminating some favored tax breaks like the deduction for state income tax payments. The Bush administration is accusing Syria today of helping Iraqi insurgents by giving them asylum. A State Department spokesman says it's a problem, quote, Syria needs to act to stop. Reports have circulated in Damascus that key support for militants in Iraq is coming from a half-brother of Saddam Hussein and from Ba'ath Party leaders in Syria's capital. Syria, meantime, shrugs off those U.S. complaints, saying it's been made a scapegoat for America's failure to stop the uprising in Iraq. That issue of support likely to come up when Deputy Secretary of State Richard Armitage stops in Damascus on an upcoming trip that will also have him visiting Turkey and Jordan. In Iraq today, militants launched a series of attacks targeting Iraqi police again, at least 24 people killed. In Saudi Arabia, 3 suspected terrorists dead after a shootout in the capital of Riyadh. An Arab TV station reports the shootout happened when police stopped a car at a routine checkpoint. Al Arabiya says the passengers started firing at police as they approached the car. This is Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
Smart business people know the difference between success and failure lies in their ability to grow. And being limited by your current facility adds up to lost productivity and even worse, lost revenue. You've looked at the price to build, but have you considered the cost of not building? With interest rates still attractive, now is the time to build that warehouse, manufacturing, or retail space you need. A pre-engineered steel building from the General will save you up to half the cost of a similar conventionally built structure and be erected in about half the time. From airplane hangars to riding arenas, gymnasiums, and churches, expand quickly and save. For example, get a 60 foot by 120 for under $55,000 or a 100 by 150 for under $120. Call 800-603-9978, 800-603-9978, 800-603-9978.
Head driving to Valero, gotta fill her up fast. I fill my tank to the brim with the bonus gas. Head driving to Valero,
vroom, vroom, vroom.
Make a turn for the better.
Vroom, vroom, vroom.
Head driving to Valero for all the vroom you need.
Get more vroom for your buck. Valero, value, variety, vroom.
The Business Trip by Super 8 Motels.
Somewhere between the last meeting and home, between four drive-thrus and the blob of ketchup on your favorite tie, between 60 dead bugs on your windshield and a wiper blade gone awry, somewhere between where you are and where you're going, there's a Super 8. See you along the way.
This summer, kids eat free at Denny's when you stay at Super 8. See Super8.com for details.
All Super 8 Motels are individually owned and operated.
Air America's Morning Sedition.
Hi, I'm Mark Maron.
And I'm Mick Foley.
Mick's my special co-host again for Wednesday's Morning Sedition, and we're going to talk with one of the men behind Operation Truth, the group that's letting American soldiers tell their side of the story. And we'll take a trip to Planet Bush.
Wait a minute, that little creep Lawton Smalls is going to be here.
Yeah, don't worry, Mick, it's over the phone. No headlocks necessary.
Stupid Lawton.
Plus, Anthony LaPay from the Guerrilla News Network on Wednesday's Morning Sedition.
Welcome back. 7 past the hour. Malloy here on Air America Radio. Thank you for tuning in. And I think mostly what we're going to do the rest of the evening, if you want to do it, is just open up the lines and take some calls. All right? We're at 866-303-2270. Let's start out with RB, who is calling from Saskatoon, Canada. RB, welcome to the program.
Hey, you're on a roll tonight, Mike.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, pretty good. Just unbelievable, the stuff that's going on. As you happen to see, I sent you a link. I think it says something about the power of nightmares. BBC did a show called The Power of Nightmares, The Shadows in the Cave, and they pulled the covers off the neocon and the Islamic terror network and how it's connected and how it's been tacitly been connected since the 70s, since remember the war against the Soviets? And how supposedly afterwards, you know, when the communists fell, the Cold War was over, they needed a new war, and they desperately needed to figure out something, and they figured it out. So I sent you a link to it because you got to watch the video.
Yeah, I'll have to check it out maybe tomorrow. It's I absolutely agree.
Yeah.
You know, you substitute one ghost for another ghost, or one spook or one monster for another monster. And it never stops until such time as the people say, you know, we're tired of this. We don't want it anymore.
I don't know if that's the thing. It's they hype it up and they sell it and they package it like a product. Anybody that has any other contrary ideas, they try to show people the truth, are immediately branded as radicals, denounced as being pacifists and dangerous to the. You know, to the security of the nation and wackos and conspiracy theorists. And it's the oldest trick in the book, and it keeps working over and over and over again. When will people wake up? What's it going to take?
I don't know.
Because I don't know, especially the stolen election. You had another election ripped off right from underneath you, this time through black box, the magic of black box voting. Today, that Blackwell in Ohio refused.
He refuses to cooperate.
You go ahead. Go nuts.
Yeah, I've got the story here in the stack, but it's just astonishing to me. Here's another Bush campaign chief whose day job is secretary of a state in the United States, and now he's saying, nah, I'm not going to participate, and he's asking the Supreme Court to shield him.
From getting interviewed.
From anything.
That's
from being
nonsense.
Deposed, from being interviewed, from, this little rat bastard is running around Columbus, Ohio, screaming for the Supreme Court to shield him. He doesn't understand, does he, that he's an employee of the people. That's all he is. He's like a cook. He's like a janitor. He's like, I don't know, what the hell. He's like somebody who cleans the streets or picks up the garbage. He just happens to be the Secretary of State, but he's paid with the same money as the people who clean up the messes. And this thug is running around Ohio saying, no, 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 no. I'm not going to be the... Somebody protect me. Help me. They're asking questions.
And my God.
He
also runs a church organization associated with the Southern Baptist movement and who are actively the ones helping to make the vote fraud happen.
Oh,
everybody knows what's going on. They're in on it. They're lying bastards. They're justifying it through their religion, saying it's okay to lie for Jesus. We need this. We need George Bush. It's unfreaking believable. Something's got to happen. If you guys don't take to the streets, I don't know. We need the rest of the world here. We're talking about Canada here. I'm from Canada.
Where in the hell is Canada? Why don't you send your army south? Invade us, damn it. You know, we need it. Look, we invaded Iraq because they had a crazy man who was killing people. We've got a crazy man who's killing people. Invade us.
Well,
we've gassed our own people.
We've
done worse than that. We've put cholera on their on blankets or typhoid or whatever the hell it was. Smallpox. I don't know what it was.
We've become civilized since 1812 when the last time we came down and burned the
land. I don't care. Come back. Come back.
Okay, I'll talk to the boys.
Thanks, RB. You have a nice evening.
You too. Bye.
Jesus, you know, where are your allies when you need them, right? What the hell's wrong with the Mexicans? Forget them, you know. I just want to go up there and get a job. All right, that's fair. Canada, they have jobs. Get the Canadian army. Invade us in the name of all things decent. Will you please invade us? We have a regime that's spreading death and destruction all over the planet. What the hell are you people waiting for, eh? Eh? Come invade. We have high alcohol beer. You Canadians will love it. Please, head for Washington. Christ, I'll send you a map. Man, War of 1812? Forget that. Hell, half this so-called United States should be yours anyway. What is it with North Dakota? Montana. Oh, please. And Alaska. Canadian Army ought to do something. If nothing else, we're killing your people in Afghanistan. We blow up Canadian soldiers. What are you going to do about it? Nah, 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 nah. I dare you. I double dare you, Canadians. Come and beat us up. Please. Just come and take this government hostage or something. I don't know. Can't you? And when you come down here, just speak French. Nobody know what the hell you're up to. This is America. We don't speak 2, 3, 4 languages here. You know, we barely speak one, for God's sake. And it's not English. I don't know. What do we speak here? Some form of... I don't know what it is. Amerikish. Combination of American and English. Oh, God. I guess I'm in a bad mood tonight. And yeah, you're right. You know, aren't you? You see mounds of corpses on television for 3 days running. Okay, don't watch television. You open up the Atlanta Journal or the New York Times, the Washington Post, and see mothers and fathers with their mouths open just shrieking into the universe, begging a non-existent God for an explanation. You know, tell me why you took my child. And there's no answer. And there never has been. And there never will be. And it's just crushing. It's just crushing. And then you listen to the religious freak. Well, God has a plan. And it just happened to require the deaths of 25,000 babies. But those silent shrieks coming out of the mouths of those mothers and fathers, you know, that you see the videos and there's no sound, and you see the pictures and there's no sound, you know, and thank God there isn't any sound, because the picture's bad enough, but the shriek would reach into your soul and devour it, destroy it. So we've got the silent images. I can't, you know, I'm sorry. I really apologize. I should be doing nice, uplifting, end-of-the-year stuff. I should be like Keith Olbermann. I should be like, I don't know, maybe we should have toured with Al Franken, Kathy. I have no idea what I should be doing. It's just, I see this, and I see it for 3 days, and my heart breaks over and over and over again until there's just nothing left. There's just nothing left, you know. Just nothing left. And then I see what my government's doing, what my country, the land of the free and the home of the brave, you know, the pigs that control this country. Well, we'll get $15 million. That's a buck a person. You know, these are dark-skinned people. They don't, you know, they're not like us. By the way, we're spending $45 million on Bush's coronation, but we'll get $15 million. How many people are affected? 30 million? Well, that's 50 cents a piece. What the hell? That's a day's work. Man, if I got paid a day's work, that would be $10,000. So who's bitching? You know, forget it. They shouldn't have been living on the coastline. Now, let me tell you about the ball we're going to have in Washington. We're inviting soldiers. Yeah, isn't that a wonderful idea? We're going to get soldiers out of the combat zone and bring them home here and let them dance. Now watch, Malloy will say the N-word again, won't he? And then we're going to get soldiers who are being shipped out to go die, and we're going to have them dance. Is he going to say the N-word again? Okay. That's what we're going to do. And we're doing all this for only $45 million. And what? Oh, all these people are fat. Well, you know, when you live in Sri Lanka, what do you expect? Huh? I'm so glad I'm white. I'm so glad I live protected by the oceans. I'm so glad. Oh, God, I just want to get this inauguration over and get back to making money. You know, I just, that's what we're about here. Sorry about the dead people, but, you know, just got to make the money. That's all, you know, got to make money. That's what we're all about. Am I a pig? Yeah, I'm a pig. Yeah, but, you know, I don't know. Is something wrong? I don't know. Out
there. This ain't no technology. Turner, keep the eggnog coming.
Hey, Santa.
Oh, ho, ho, ho. And what do you want for Christmas, Sonny?
I want a 65-inch widescreen TV with a big leather easy chair so I can watch all 21 college bowl games during Capital One Bowl Week with no hassles.
Ooh, watching Capital One Bowl Week with no hassles? I like your style, kid.
Capital One Bowl Week is on ABC and ESPN, December 14th through the Capital One Bowl on New Year's Day.
What's in your wallet?
Night falls. Darkness closes in. A mystery unfolds. Hallmark Channel introduces a series of original movies.
Everybody loves a murder.
Kelly Martin as Mystery Woman. Joan Larroquette as McBride.
Where were you when he died?
And Leah Thompson as Jane Doe.
We've got a development in our puzzle.
The Hallmark Channel Mystery Movie. Every Friday night at 9, 8 Central, beginning January 7th on Hallmark Channel. Get a clue at HallmarkChannelMysteries.com.
Lose 30 pounds in 30 days? Or how about eat whatever you want and still lose weight? Look, you and I both know that is not going to happen. I'm Dr. Greg Cinamone, and I'd probably be the first to sign up for that magic pill that makes diet and exercise irrelevant. But until that day, I'm content to be one of 100,000-plus folks who haven't just ordered CortiSlim once. They've ordered CortiSlim again. So many people have found that CortiSlim is part of an absolutely brilliant lifestyle of managing daily stress. Why? Because stress leads to problems, like gaining weight. We believe that good health involves diet, exercise, supplementation, and CortiSlim. And I want you to have Dr. Talbot's Total Sense program free with your order. Look, the holidays are here, and stress and overeating is a problem. This is your chance to step off that scale and into the CortiSlim lifestyle. Call 1-800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN. Lose 30 pounds in 30 days? Or how about eat whatever you want and still lose weight? Look, you and I both know that is not going to happen. I'm Dr. Greg Cinamone, and I'd probably be the first to sign up for that magic pill that makes diet and exercise irrelevant. But until that day, I'm content to be one of 100,000-plus folks who haven't just ordered CortiSlim once. They've ordered CortiSlim again. So many people have found that CortiSlim is part of an absolutely brilliant lifestyle of managing daily stress. Why? Because stress leads to problems, like gaining weight. We believe that good health involves diet, exercise, supplementation, and CortiSlim. And I want you to have Dr. Talbot's Total Sense program free with your order. Look, the holidays are here, and stress and overeating is a problem. This is your chance to step off that scale and into the CortiSlim lifestyle. Call 1-800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN.
Please stay tuned to the following public announcement. The government and private banks are liquidating houses now. These houses have been foreclosed, confiscated, or repossessed and will be sold. Homes may be sold for little or no money down. For those interested in investing in foreclosed real estate, call for your list of foreclosures at 800-494-0610. Every house must be sold. There's currently a large inventory of homes and properties available. The government and banks are very motivated to sell these homes. Homes may be sold for little or no money down. Call 800-494-0610 for a list of foreclosed homes and properties. We currently have over 30,000 foreclosures in our database. I repeat, this is a public announcement. Government and private bank foreclosures are being liquidated now. Homes may be sold for little or no money down. Huge inventory of foreclosed homes and properties. For those interested in investing in foreclosed real estate, call CRN for your list of foreclosures at 800-494-0610. That's 800-494-0610.
Are you a diabetic? Do you have Medicare or private insurance? If you do, here's some great news that could save you time and money. If you're required to test your blood sugar, iCare may be able to provide your supplies at no cost to you. Here's why. We work with Medicare and most private insurances to determine your maximum coverage benefits, so we can ship your supplies free right to your door. So I want you to call us right now. 800-720-5868. 800-720-5868. So if you have diabetes, we make it real easy for you here at iCare. We are an approved Medicare provider, and we do all the paperwork, so all you have to do is call. Toll free, 800-720-5868. 800-720-5868. That's 800-720-5868. Remember, at iCare, we care.
The Mike Malloy Show. You are now entering a flying monkey free zone.
All right, let's get this out of the way real quick. You know, I must have gotten 50 emails over the past few days about a comment Defense Secretary and mass killer Don Rumsfeld made during a Christmas Eve address to U.S. troops in Baghdad. It brought up once again something that most people with the sense God gave a goose already understands, that all of the events surrounding the attack on this country September 11th, 2001, have been totally obfuscated, lied about.
There goes Malloy sounding like an internet conspiracist again. Put your tinfoil hats on, everybody.
Yeah, okay, that's all right. You know, whatever. But anyway, he made this comment in a speech. Rumsfeld made a passing reference to United Airlines Flight 93. The one that crashed in Pennsylvania after passengers, the official story is passengers attempted to stop the hijackers. Let's play it real quick. This is, I don't know, you call it what you want, a little slip of the tongue, early Alzheimer's, is he finally telling the truth? Is it just nonsense? Are we imagining things? Is this a bat squeeze? I don't know. You decide. But he was there explaining to the troops why they are there getting blown to bits, fighting and killing and dying. And Rummy said, here comes the quote, but he began with this: all of us have a sense if we imagine, it doesn't make sense. All of us have a sense if we imagine the kind of world we would face if
the people who bombed the mess hall in Mosul, or the people who did the bombing in Spain, or the people who attacked the United States in New York and shot down the plane over Pennsylvania and attacked the Pentagon.
Okay, so there's his statement. Is it a slip of the tongue? Is it an error? Is it the truth finally being dropped on the public 3 years after the tragedy? You know, what is it? A Pentagon spokesman insists Rumsfeld has not changed his opinion. See how they word this? Now listen very closely. A Pentagon spokesman insists Secretary Rumsfeld has not changed his position that the plane crashed as the result of an onboard struggle between passengers and terrorists. You notice how that's worded? Yeah. Do you know when you and I will know the absolute, utter, total, complete truth about the attack on this country and the events leading up to it, and the events subsequent to it, immediately subsequent to it? Do you know when you and I will know the truth? Listen closely. Never. Do you understand? Never. So what we have left is to diddle each other on the internet, and little bits and pieces here and little teases there, and this theory and that theory. But you know when we'll know the truth, the absolute utter truth of the events prior to and subsequent to September 11, 2001 that occurred in United States airspace and on the ground? You know when? Never. You might as well accept that. And your kids will never know, and your grandkids will never know. Never. Do you hear me? It's gone. It's down the memory hole. The official story is all you and I will ever know. Commission? Oh, commission, commission. There is no such thing as a 911 commission. Nothing. There is no truth. There is not a bit of truth left in American media or in American government. Do you understand me? Not a bit. Not an iota. Not an ounce. Not a gram. No truth. None. Nothing. There is only the official story. That's it. Objective truth no longer exists. So if you're thinking that someday we'll know. No, you won't. Never. Well, that's kind of pissy, isn't it? Yeah? Sitting here talking like I know what I'm talking about. You know it's true, too. All right. Jeannie, is it Jeannie calling from Texas? Hey, Jeannie, welcome to the program.
Hi.
Hi. How you doing?
I am doing a lot better now.
Oh, yeah? What happened?
A lot.
You won the lottery.
No, you help a lot.
Oh, okay.
I have a story about babies.
Babies. All right. I love baby stories. Let her rip.
Well, this is... I have a neighbor that lives over a garage, and for shorthand, they're illegal Mexicans.
Right.
And they speak little English. a couple of months ago, their baby stopped breathing, and the dad ran to me to call 911, and I ran there with the phone waiting for the ambulance, and we were trying to get a response out of the little guy.
Mm-hmm.
And as we were working on him, trying to get him to breathe, the mother started this low wail deep in her throat that I've heard from other mothers whose babies have died. And I want to tell you, that's a universal language.
Mm-hmm.
That cry of a mother whose baby is dying is the same in English and Spanish and any religion, any race.
Yeah.
This baby made it. He's fine. They took him to the hospital. He's fine. But it doesn't matter where they're from, what language they speak.
Mm-hmm.
We help all babies. We help all children. We help all humanity.
Well, I hear you loud and clear, Jeannie. I'm sure. I've never experienced that. I've never been around a mother whose child has died, and or you know, it's horrifying. Jeannie, thanks for checking in.
I got one more statement. Can I make it fast?
Let me put you on hold.
Okay.
I'll come back, and you can, because we only have 10 seconds left. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a 1 week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed.
Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-399-6763. That's 1-800-399-6763. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-399-6763. Again, 1-800-399-6763.
Hey, it's me, the cable guy. Let's talk TV. Better yet, let's talk about a free installation to DTV, digital television from Time Warner Cable, with access to more than 250 channels. Great channels like USA, Sci-Fi, and BET. DTV has got it all. Call 1-800-OK-CABLE and turn it on for free. Order now and you'll get 3 multi-channel premiums free for the first month. Choose from HBO, Cinemax, Encore, Starz, Showtime, and the Movie Channel. With multi-channel premiums, you get more choices because you get more channels. And with DTV's on-demand services, you can watch premium channel programming anytime you want with the power to pause, fast-forward, and rewind. You can't do that with satellite, only cable. Call 1-800-OK-CABLE and installation of DTV is free. Now that's a deal. Call 1-800-OK-CABLE. Offer expires 12/31/04. Available to new Time Warner Cable residential customers. Other restrictions apply. Call 1-800-OK-CABLE.
This is Merlin Olson for the National Association for the Self-Employed. Have you ever wondered what other small business owners do for their benefits? It's not an easy task to find benefits. Tell you what I did. I joined the National Association for the Self-Employed. They're the nation's leading resource for microbusiness owners. The NASC offered me the perfect small business benefit package at an affordable price. I gained access to affordable health insurance and also a great package of discounts on other personal and business benefits. Things I can really use, like discounted dental services, unlimited tax advice, and emergency road service. If you're self-employed or you run a micro business, do what I did. Call the National Association for the Self-Employed.
Health insurance is underwritten by the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company. Call 800-426-0690, 800-426-0690. Not available in all states. Call 800-426-0690, 800-426-0690.
Did you know there's an affordable way to renovate your kitchen without major construction? With cabinet refacing from Sears Home Services, you can transform your kitchen without the cost, time, or mess of totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call for a free in-home estimate and design consultation at 1-800-828-1200. With Sears Cabinet Refacing, choose from hundreds of decorator styles to help create the kitchen of your dreams. Your kitchen can look brand new in about 4 to 6 days. Products and services are provided by a Sears authorized contractor. License number available on request. So don't replace your cabinets, just reface them. Call Sears Cabinet Refacing for a free in-home estimate and design consultation at 1-800-828-1200. Some restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Ask your consultant for offer details and written warranty. That's Cabinet Refacing from Sears Home Services. 1-800-828-1200. That's 1-800-828-1200. 1200.
The Radio Shack Glossary of Electronics. Today's term, the boomerang. It's when someone sells you the wrong accessory or a no-name thing that simply goes kaput.
Excuse me, this didn't work.
Bummer.
They didn't sell you an electronic accessory, my friend. They sold you a boomerang, because it's coming back to that store. But at Radio Shack, we give you easy answers by carrying a bigger selection of quality accessories for all major brands of electronics. So you'll come back because you want to, not because you have to. Radio Shack, you've got questions, we got answers.
Hi, this is Catherine Lanford, co-host of the Al Franken Show. This week, by popular demand, we're taking a break from our regularly scheduled live programming and serving up a sizzling Christmas collection of our very best segments from the past year. Remember when that one event transpired? Remember when that one guest said that funny thing? Well, you don't have to remember, because you're going to live through it again. The best of the best of the best of the Al Franken Show, right here on Air America Radio.
Got the flying monkey right blues? Here's the cure, Mike Malloy.
26 before the hour. Jacob in Finland sent an email to CNN. It says, "Dear CNN, does this not show the priorities of the United States? A, the amount to be spent on the inauguration of Bush, $40 million. B, the amount spent on killing in Iraq, $6 million per hour. C, the allocation for relief of this tsunami disaster by the United States, $15 million. Hope you see why no one accepts the U.S. as a world leader in anything." Signed, Jacob in Oulu. Is that how you say it? Finland. Back to Jeannie in Texas. Jeannie, you had another point you wanted to make. Thanks for holding on.
Yes, I've been terribly depressed since November 2nd. And I have grandkids. I've been very afraid for them and afraid for all of us. And I listened to your Christmas show, Mike. And in the middle of your reading to Molly, I started sobbing.
Oh.
I've got to tell you, I believe we're going to be okay. There are a lot of us good people. There are a lot. We need to connect. We need to reach out. I realized that you and Kathy trusted enough in the goodness of man to bring Molly into the world. And I am a good person. My grandkids are good people. I know a lot of good people. I've become friends with my neighbors. I'm learning Spanish. They are good people. If we can just connect and reach out. But in the middle of that Christmas special, I got hope again. I got a belief in the goodness of mankind.
Well, that's very kind. There's nothing like sitting with a kid on very young kid on your lap, and it does connect you. You know, it really does. And I think that's probably why you and I and millions of us in this country and around the world were just so disturbed at seeing all these children. Who've been killed by this horrible tragedy. Adults or us older people, death is an expected part of it. But kids, oh my God. So yeah, you're right. You can connect, and I'm sure you feel the same thing when you sit with your grandkids. Same thing I do with my grandchildren, and now with Molly. You do get a sense of You know, it's almost like Dorothy, in The Wizard of Oz, clicking her heels three times to go home. But on the other hand, it worked for her, right? She clicked her heels three times, and by God, she got to go home. So, you know, the same thing, just believing in the future, believing in our kids and grandkids. I think you're probably right, Jeannie. That's what we have to do.
We have no choice.
Yeah, we have to.
We have no choice.
Yeah.
My grandkids are beyond precious to me.
Yeah.
And I've got to get them a world that they can live in.
I hear you. Loud and clear. Well, thanks, Jeannie. Thanks
for what you do.
Yeah. It's. All right. You take care, all right?
You too.
And check in with us again. That was very kind, wasn't it, Kathy? That was a very kind thing for Jeannie to say. Yeah. But, that really is the truth. Man, when you got a little kid in your orbit, you know, whether it's your kid or your grandkid or, when we take Molly into stores, I have to say, just like any parent would say, you know, Molly really relates to the world. I mean, she's just very interested. And I've got this baby Bjorn, this carrier that somebody got us at Kathy's baby shower. And I stick her in there, and we'll go in Target, or we'll be walking around the neighborhoods, in Atlanta. like Little Five Points, which is kind of like East Village used to be, and places like that. And people will, people always look. I look, you look. We always look at babies. We always look at babies, don't we? And people will look. I watch their eyes. I look at Molly, and I don't care. I don't care what they're doing. I don't care if they're black, white, Jew, Gentile, gay, straight, upside down, downside up. It doesn't make any difference. Old, young, when they see Molly, they laugh. They smile. They look. And Molly, she's at that age. And you folks have had kids. You know that when they're at this age, they smile. Oh, my God. They see a human face, and they just light up. Now, it's a little bit later when they start to get shy and start to hide behind Mommy or, monsters. But at this age, they smile at everybody. And when, we go through a checkout line someplace, and I don't care how sour the checkout clerk looks, and God knows they have a right to be sour because they're dealing with people like you and me, and, we just bitch and complain. Well, this was marked down. What do you mean it's $1.05? It's supposed to be 82 cents. That kind of crap. But even the checkout clerks will look at Molly and just, right? And the one thing we know is there's not a whole lot of babies. I don't know. At least I don't see that many. Maybe they're all home. But we take Molly with us, and she just has an absolute ball. Her arms and legs start moving like crazy. We go to someplace like Target, where there's all kinds of stuff, and all the colors and shapes and textures, and she sees that, and it's just like, she loves it. Just goes berserk with colors and shapes, like your kids did. All kids do this, right? Sure they do. Kids or grandkids. But Jeannie's right. When you got a little kid, or see a little kid, for just a brief instant, all the crap just stops. It just goes away for just that one moment. It just, the crap stops. Maybe that's why the Christmas story is so appealing, even to people who don't follow that religion or don't follow any religion. The Christmas story, maybe that's the reason it always appeals to me, because it's about a little kid, a little baby. Anyway. Anthony is calling from Miami. Anthony, welcome to the program.
Hey there, Mike.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. No, I just wanted to say the other day, I guess I got lost on the radio and I put on the Drudge Report, and Ann Coulter was on. And this was on Sunday after the tsunami hit and news was coming in. And they were laughing about it. I mean, Ann Coulter was actually laughing about what happened. And she was saying, I can't wait to hear the liberals to start blaming Bush about this for not signing the Kyoto Treaty. And she was going up, and then they were laughing, and then even the host of the show said, well, Merry Christmas to all those out there. And I couldn't believe it. I really thought I must have been high or something. Literally laughing about what happened in India.
Ann Coulter is not human. I don't know what she is. She's just an evil person, that's all. Just evil.
I couldn't believe they were doing that on public radio. I mean, they were actually laughing about it. And callers were calling in. They were saying, yeah, I guess this is global warming, huh, liberals? And they were just having a ball with it.
Oh, my God.
Another comment I had was, maybe you know, there's another guy I know who calls your show, Steven from Miami.
Uh-huh.
He said some pretty weird stuff. I've noticed sometimes, you know, late at night, got work to do for his school, I put on Art Bell. He calls his Art Bell show right after yours with the same exact comments. I don't know if he records himself or something. But that letter he wrote read for you, Art Bell put it on, and instead of associating with Republicans, he associated with ghosts, so he had Art Bell going with it. But, I mean, I just said, damn, that guy doesn't go to sleep? Well, that's all I just wanted to say. Hope you have a good night. And, you know,
all right.
Bye, Mike.
All right, Anthony, take it easy. That's funny. That's funny. Peggy is calling from Charleston, South Carolina. Peggy, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, Peggy.
Want you to know first off that I agree with you down to the ground on everything you've said.
Yikes.
The other thing is it's worse than you've talked about.
Yeah.
The latest count that I've seen is 55,000 dead.
It's not, yeah.
And I ran the figures, and they've upped the allotment from our government to a very generous $35 million.
Yeah.
And that works out to less than $640,000 per death.
Well, the deaths...
This country has its priorities so screwed up.
Yeah.
And it's amazing to me. I mean, we can spend billions and billions of dollars to invade a country that did nothing to us,
mm-hmm.
that, in fact, we've supported for the last 20-odd years, and a generous portion of that have gone to various police departments across the country to squelch dissent.
Right.
You know, I mean, of the initial $87 billion, $8.5 million went to Miami Police Department to pay for rubber bullets and beanbag, whatever they are.
Well, that's in case the terrorists get into Miami and form a huge crowd and start protesting something. They can, you know, they can hit them with rubber bullets.
The Americas, whatever it was.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
And and we can spend how much on this coronation ceremony?
$40 million and rising.
Yes. But, you know, the recount, the recount of the skewed election has been skewed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, this country is, I'm ashamed to work for it.
I hear you.
I work for the Department of Defense, and I'm ashamed to work for these people.
I hear you, Peggy. I hear you.
I mean, it's no wonder I'm on medication.
Yeah. Well, have a good one and calm down a little
bit. You too.
All right. All right, we got a break here. Thanks, Peggy. You have a nice evening. Quick break. We'll be right back. This is Air America Radio, by the way. I'm Mike Malloy.
One in four adults has high blood pressure. If you're one of them and you have a cold, Coricidin HBP has surprising news for you. The American Heart Association recognizes that decongestants found in many leading cold medicines can raise your blood pressure and interfere with blood pressure medication. So why risk it? Only decongestant-free Coricidin HBP provides a line of safe, powerful cold and flu medication specially formulated for people with high blood pressure. So make the safe choice. Coricidin HBP. Use as directed.
'Twas the night before Bull Week from Capital One. It's actually more than a week, December 14th through January 1. My jerseys were piled on my dresser and chair because 21 college bowl games soon would be there. I set up 3 TVs because one wouldn't do. Capital One Bowl Week is on ABC, ESPN 1 and 2. There I sat on my couch like a king in my castle. Thanks to Capital One, I can watch 21 bowl games with absolutely no hassle. From December 14th through January 1, it's all about football and Capital One.
Night falls. Darkness closes in. A mystery unfolds.
Hallmark Channel introduces a series of original movies.
Everybody loves a murder.
Kelly Martin as Mystery Woman. John Larroquette as McBride.
Where were you when he died?
And Leah Thompson as Jane Doe.
I've got a development in her puzzle.
The Hallmark Channel Mystery Movie. Every Friday night at 9, 8 Central, beginning January 7th on Hallmark Channel. Get a clue at hallmarkchannelmysteries.com.
When I wear black, even a little dandruff shows, and my old dandruff shampoo just wasn't doing enough. I still had flakes, and my scalp felt dry and itchy. So I switched to Celsin Blue Moisturizing Shampoo with aloe and moisturizers.
Doctor-recommended Celsin Blue as a proven ingredient to relieve dandruff, plus it keeps hair and scalp healthy and itch-free.
If your dandruff shampoo can't handle black, do what I did. Switch to Celsin Blue Moisturizing Shampoo.
Never wear black without the blue. Celsin Blue. Uses directed.
Are you drinking too much? Listen to what Alan wrote to me. Dear Wendy, I ordered your Freedom from Alcohol Hypnosis CDs. The CDs are amazing, but most importantly, they work. I drank a six-pack every night all my adult life. I needed help, but not an AA meeting to declare myself an alcoholic, weak, and powerless. Wendy, when I found your website, I saw that you also believe in empowerment rather than helplessness. I thought your CDs might be the help I sought, and I ordered the Freedom from Alcohol set. I listened to the CDs and had one beer each Saturday night, then completely dropped alcohol from my life. They are absolutely fantastic. So after 2 weeks of using your CDs, I'm truly free from alcohol. Wendy, thank you, thank you, thank you. Sincerely, Alan. If you are drinking too much and you're ready to be in control and feel powerful, discover how hypnotherapy can help you now. You're not powerless or weak. You're strong and in control. Call me, Wendy Friesen, at 877-68-HAPPY or on the web at wendy.com. It's W-E-N-D-I.com. 877-68-HAPPY.
If something tragic should happen to you, a life insurance check may be the one thing that keeps your family secure. Now, in just 10 minutes, you could protect your family with up to $150,000 of select term life insurance from the American Life Insurance Company of New York. For more information and a free rate quote, just call 1-866-496-4500. American Life Term Insurance is fast, easy, and affordable. There's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just complete a short application over the phone. If you qualify, your coverage begins right away. During your term, your rates will never go up and your benefits will never go down. Don't put off protecting your family when coverage is this easy to get. For a free rate quote, call American Life at 1-866-496-4500. Not available in all states. Based in New York City, American Life issues select term under form number ALNYSELO3 or state variation. Call now, 1-866-496-4500.
Do you want to get out of debt and get on with your life? Then let the agencies offering Care One Credit Counseling Services help you. Do you have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000 in credit card bills? Have you been on the receiving end of even one collection call? Well, learn how you can put an end to those calls and get out of debt and get on with your life. Call Care One Credit Counseling Services today. Here's the number. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. With just one phone call, find out how you can lower your monthly payment and pay off your debt in full quicker. Some of our customers save up to 57% on their payments every month. The credit counseling agencies that give you Care One service are nonprofit. They work with voluntary contributions. So call now for your free consultation and debt analysis. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
Border to border and coast to coast, the Mike Malloy Show. All substance, no abuse.
It's about 8:30 before the hour. Christine is calling from Madison, Wisconsin. Christine, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
Hey, well, you know, week by week, I keep thinking the limit of my disgust has been reached, and I keep being proven wrong.
Yeah, right.
How does that happen?
I don't know.
Yeah, we're just lucky. But I have 2 points. Okay, first of all, how dare the media, how dare anyone spin this as it has been on Fox News and CNN? How many stories am I seeing where it's not what can we do? But the story is tsunamis. Could it happen here?
Yeah.
Well, you know what? If you live in a red state, you probably don't have to worry about it.
Yeah.
You know, you probably don't have to worry about it. You know, and that's who they're playing to. But beyond that, how many of these poor souls have been washed away and taken because after the first wave receded, they were going down to collect fish? Now, when's the last time you grabbed a fish anywhere and ate it?
I know.
I've never done that. I've gone fishing. I've never eaten one. You know, I always toss them back, but still. What is going on? You know, in this nation of bulimia and lactose intolerance, cannot anyone see that these people are desperate? They're going down and claiming fish. And that's why they died. You know, what is going on? You know, our nation, you know, we're so full of ourselves and so fat on so many resources. We're starving, but it's, and I don't mean this in a religious way, but our souls are starving. Our humanity is starving.
I hear you.
Yeah?
I hear you.
And that's about all I have to say, but I don't know. I don't know. And they rag on, what's his name, who was going on about, you know, the First World Nations being stingy. Mm-hmm. Well, he's damn right. You know?
Yeah, the head of UN relief organizations, I guess kind of like the umbrella organization in the UN that tries to provide assistance by calling on donor nations, by organizing. You know, this, like I said earlier, this is the same United Nations that the right-wingers love to denigrate and
sure,
say it's communists or mm-hmm. I don't know what the hell they say anymore. But what other organization on the planet has the capability and the experience to organize relief? But of course, if a country like the United States has to be shamed into kicking it up from 15 million to 35 million, oh my God.
I know.
We will spend billions on death and destruction and invading other countries.
Yeah. But let's toss them a cookie and spend more on the mock inauguration.
I know.
Mm.
I know.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I hear you, Christine. Thanks for checking in, okay?
Over and out.
All right. You have a nice evening. You know, and think about the money that we are willing to tax money, your money and my money, yes, indeedy, that we are forced, we don't have any choice about this, and this, we want to be a tax resistor, the money that we're forced to pour into weapon systems like so-called Star Wars that still don't work after 20 years of throwing money at this, billions upon billions upon billions. What any engineer will tell you, given the technology 20 years ago, 10 years ago, 5 years ago, 5 minutes ago, given the technology available to our nuclear or our physicists, it's impossible. But billions continue to go. But the human race, whether it's brown or yellow or black or so-called white or so-called anything, is starving and suffering human beings. Can I get a big yawn? You know, that's just God working his magic or something. That's you know, isn't that what they say? You know, if a weapon system doesn't test right, well, that's an engineering failure. But if, 70,000 people drown in tsunamis, that's God's wondrous work. That's this cloud being, fulfilling some kind of, grand scheme. You know, it's necessary. I'm sorry. This is what I was told for 30 years in the so-called Christian church. And this is before the right-wing crazies, these Armageddonists, took over. I was always told as a Baptist and a Methodist, you know, hey, this is God's will. Well, I can't, I'm sorry. That sucks. And I will beat God's ass. If that was the case, come on, God, come down here. I will whip your ass bloody. You're telling me that just on a whim over last Sunday you decided to kill 20, 30, 40,000 children? Bring it on, God. I'll beat your ass. I really will. I'll pick up a stick. If I can't whip you, I'll take a club. I'll beat your old white ass head until you bleed angels. You know, I don't know. I hate that crap. I hate it. Those God's will. Well, this is God's grand scheme. This is God's plan. Oh, yeah? Oh, well.
Hey, did you hear? Malloy was threatening God. He's going to whip God's ass. Boy, that boy's crazy. He's got bats in his head, man. He got worms crawling around behind his eye sockets. You watch. On his way home tonight, God's going to kill him. Gonna put him in a car wreck with a semi or six. Gonna set his house on fire.
Oh, man. All right, quick break here. We'll be back. Final hour coming up. If you're on hold, we're going to get your phone call. I swear to you, we're going to get your phone call before we call it a night. If we have an open line, call us, 866-303-2270. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
The eggnog and get to your Lincoln Mercury dealer now. The Lincoln Mercury wish list year-end event ends soon. This is your last chance to get a no-charge DVD entertainment system on the most entertaining SUVs on the planet. 2005 Lincoln Navigator, Lincoln Aviator, and Mercury Mountaineer. Buy or lease now and the DVD entertainment system is no charge. That's a $1,500 value. But this wish list offer will be gone with the holidays. Hurry to your Lincoln Mercury dealer and take delivery by January 3rd, 2005.
Hi, this is Willie Nelson from Normal. For 30 years, Normal has provided a voice for the millions of Americans who smoke marijuana responsibly. Thousands of sick and dying patients find marijuana effective as a medicine, including cancer, MS, and AIDS patients. 9 states have legalized its use. To learn how you can help, contact Normal at www.norml.org or call toll-free at 888-67-NORML.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. If you want a ticket to the Bush inauguration, you better call a Democrat. It's one of the hot tickets in Washington this winter. Unlike most of the party's plan for George Bush's second inauguration, it's free and the dress is come however you can stay warm. But getting one of the 250,000 tickets to the swearing-in ceremony on the steps of the Capitol is not very easy, particularly from people from the so-called red states that voted Republican in November. For most people, the only way they can get a ticket is through their senator or representative. Each senator, regardless of party, gets 400 tickets to distribute. House members, about 200 apiece. But to meet the demand, Republican lawmakers are now asking Democrats for their leftover tickets, since not too many Democrats plan to make the trip to Washington to celebrate Bush's victory. This week, George W. Bush is vacationing, biking, strolling around his ranch in Crawford, Texas, and according to his spokesman, pondering tax reform and other goals for the second term. Bush cleared some brush this morning, and his spokesman said he's doing some biking and exercising as he normally does, taking walks with the First Lady, and thinking about what he wants to accomplish in the second term. Simplifying the tax code is supposed to be among the goals for the second term. Tax experts say Bush plans to reform taxes likely will involve some small changes to the current system, but not a sweeping effort to scrap the income tax for a radically new approach like a national sales tax. The changes Bush expected to propose still expected to generate opposition, though, especially if he suggests eliminating some favored tax breaks like the deduction for state income tax payments. The Bush administration is accusing Syria today of helping Iraqi insurgents by giving them asylum. A State Department spokesman says it's a problem, quote, Syria needs to act to stop. Reports have circulated in Damascus that key support for militants in Iraq is coming from a half-brother of Saddam Hussein and from Ba'ath Party leaders in Syria's capital. Syria, meantime, shrugs off those U.S. complaints, saying it's been made a scapegoat for America's failure to stop the uprising in Iraq. That issue of support likely to come up when Deputy Secretary of State Richard Armitage stops in Damascus on an upcoming trip that will also have him visiting Turkey and Jordan. In Iraq today, militants launched a series of attacks targeting Iraqi police again, at least 24 people killed. In Saudi Arabia, three suspected terrorists dead after a shootout in the capital of Riyadh. An Arab TV station reports the shootout happened when police stopped a car at a routine checkpoint. Al Arabiya says the passengers started firing at police as they approached the car. This is Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowell.
70 million Americans have trouble sleeping. If you're one of them, then you need all-natural liquid sleep. It's guaranteed to help you fall asleep faster, stay asleep longer, and to reach the deep, rejuvenating delta sleep you need to be at the top of your game mentally and physically. Prescription drugs can leave you feeling hungover, but with liquid sleep, you wake up wide awake and completely refreshed. And liquid sleep contains no dangerous ingredients. In fact, one of the components is derived from tryptophan, the chemical in turkey that makes you so sleepy every Thanksgiving. Try liquid sleep now, risk-free. If after only one night you don't fall asleep faster, stay asleep longer, and enjoy the most restful and rejuvenating sleep of your life, return it for a full refund. Order liquid sleep now and will include a memory foam pillow, an $80 value absolutely free. Sweet dreams.
To order risk-free, call 800-605-3396. That's 800-605-3396. Call 800-605-3396. 800-605-3396.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
If your debt is out of control and you are buried with credit card bills, there's a secret you should know. Debt Relief of America can eliminate up to 75% of your credit card debt. That means principal and interest gone. Here's how it works. Credit card companies don't want the average consumer to know about special policies they have to help them recover on late bills. Debt Relief of America negotiates with the credit card companies on your behalf using these secret programs so that you can eliminate up to 75% of your debt. This is more than just a reduction in interest. This means your credit card bills are gone. They do all the work for you so you get the best possible settlement. Eliminate your late fees and avoid the stigma that comes from going bankrupt. Call now for your free, no-obligation professional debt relief consultation. Call for free information now. 800-637-9841. 800-637-9841. Wipe your debt clean. Call 800-637-9841. That's 800-637-9841.
The Maturity Report.
Guys like the South Park guys are so relentlessly cruel about people in the entertainment industry who get involved in politics as if somehow that is taboo or that they're so dumb they shouldn't be allowed to be involved in it.
Janine Garofalo and Sam Cedar.
Those are the only ambassadors we have anymore. The only goodwill. Everybody likes Drew Barrymore, right? So why not have artists be the activists and the diplomats, if you will?
The Maturity Report on Air America Radio.
Welcome back, about 7 past the hour. My name is Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio. If you hear something on this program that irritates you, tough. You're an adult, I'm an adult, deal with it. All right? From Tom in Ann Arbor. Mike, just a quick note. According to Yahoo News, the head of USAID, USAID, Agency for International Development, has announced, we will offer an additional $30 million in aid to tsunami victims. Of course, this $30 million has been referred to as a line of credit. Now, who knows what the interest rate will ultimately be, but for all their Christian sakes, can't these repugnant Republicans give a little bit without strings attached, even in the most horrific circumstances? Nah, Tom writes, I guess not. The only folks who should get cash payments without anything being required of them would be Kellogg, Brown and Root, Halliburton, or Enron. Oh, yeah. In case y'all forgot, Tom writes, the head of USAID, Andrew Natsios, is the one who told Ted Koppel on Nightline that the total cost to U.S. citizens for rebuilding Iraq would be $1.7 billion. And then Tom closes by saying, have I mentioned yet tonight, ... Now, I didn't hear that one. $30 million in extra aid, but it will be a line of credit. I dare not say anything right now, because if I do, I may lose my job. Okay? I can't respond to this, Tom. Thanks for writing, but I can't even respond. A line of credit. Be careful now, Malloy. You said you can't respond. A line of credit? Careful. We are willing to offer the survivors in the countries hit like this a line of credit. Careful. Come on. Take a call, quick. Is that what this is? A line of credit? Who's going to pay it back? The parents of these dead babies? Come on, Mike. Come on. Those are not fetuses. Those are live children, so they don't count. Take a call, Mike, quick. Marge is calling from Indiana. Hey, Marge.
Hi there, Mike. Blessed Saltus, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Kwanzaa, and a Happy Healthy New Year.
Thank you.
Did I miss anything?
Probably.
You let me walk into that, don't you?
Yeah, that's all right.
Well, anyway.
Merry Christmas to you, too.
Thank you. Did you happen to catch Bill Moyer's last edition of Now on PBS?
No, and everybody has written to me about that. Not everybody. A lot of people. It was supposed to be a real barn burner, and I'm sorry I missed it.
Well, if you want smirks, Richard Viguerie was on.
Oh, my God.
Oh, but there was one quote from that show that I kind of stuck in my memory box. Mm-hmm. Bill Moyer says, news is what important people want to keep hidden. All else is publicity.
Isn't that the truth?
Ain't that something? And before I get on with my rant for the night, something to keep in your memory box. Baseball is coming to Washington.
Yes, it is.
Now, there was a hang-up for a couple of weeks because they couldn't build a new stadium. Then all of a sudden, they decided to build a new stadium, and I said, son of a gun, he's planning for his retirement.
Oh, that's evil. How can you say things like that about our esteemed president?
Real damned easy.
Yeah, I bet you can.
Because he's such a... Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. I don't want you to lose your license.
Oh, no.
Michael Powell might be listening.
I've probably done a pretty good job of doing that tonight. What, I say the N-word three times and then threaten to beat God's head with a stick. You know, until he bled angels. That's, you know, I don't know if that's a good thing to say. But anyway.
What I was going to suggest to folks is this is the time of year that one must pay attention closely to the newspapers, particularly the business page, because there's all manner of skullduggery going on.
Uh-huh.
Like there's an agreement between the FDIC and the Pritzker Corporation, you know, the one that owns Hyatt Hotels.
Oh, yeah, the real rich Chicago family.
Yeah, well, a bank that they had primary interest in called Superior. I went belly up about 4 or 5 years ago,
uh-huh.
And Ernst & Young, their accountants, made a deal with the FDIC where they're going to get $30 million back without admitting any wrongdoing. Don't you? I love that phrase. Damn, these...
Well, you know what most of us don't understand, and I have to say I probably lived four-fifths of my life up to this point without understanding this. The Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation is not in place for the benefit of depositors. It's in place for the benefit of the banking institution. Now, the theory being, if they guarantee the money in the bank then in its Christian goodness or its Jewish goodness will turn around and guarantee the depositor's money. But the FDIC was set up to help the banking industry, not the depositors.
You know how those regulations work? It seems to always go that way, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Oh,
yes, it does.
I tell you, in this Bush inaugural, they listed a bunch of contributors in today's Chicago Tribune.
Yeah, I saw that. I printed that off. I've got that right in front of me.
Does the name Richard Kinder ring a bell with you?
It didn't, but it does now.
Isn't that cute?
Yeah.
Former president of Enron. Son of a gun, whatever happened to those people? They're still walking around.
Well, thank God Martha Stewart has been in prison.
Yeah, they managed to lock her up, didn't they?
Yeah, for 6 months. Well, she's a big Democratic Party contributor, so let's get her ass off the street.
Is that her problem?
I mean, after all, she did make a phone call. She did call her broker and say sell. So, you know, put her in prison. Put her in prison. Ken Lay? Hey, a little bit longer, and Ken Lay's name will disappear down the memory hole. We'll never know what happened. Ken who? So, you know, I feel safer tonight, and I feel like my kids and my grandkids are safer with Martha Stewart locked up.
There's one thing that really ticked me off.
What's that?
And that was a couple of weeks ago. I saw an item in the paper about the 656 transportation unit from the Ohio National Guard.
Yeah.
Where six members were court-martialed and sentenced to 6 months in prison.
For getting spare parts they needed.
Right.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
I thought, since I just read it a couple of weeks ago, that it was just happening now. But son of a gun, I was wrong. In today's Chicago Tribune, they're saying one Major Kathy Kaus, K-A-U-S, was just released from prison today from the brig in San Diego. So that means that this was all going on during the election.
Well, yes.
And this great right-wing liberal media never said a damn thing about it, because I never heard about it until just now.
And nor did I. And the event occurred prior to the attack on Iraq. It occurred in Kuwait while they were getting the troops ready to do what Bush called a catastrophic success. That's when the theft occurred. That's when these troops said, look, we can't go. We're going to be blown to pieces. Let's armor our vehicles. Let's make sure we got spare parts. And you're right. They were caught. They were accused of misappropriating government stuff, equipment, or whatever. They were put in the brig. Isn't that nice, huh?
I don't think I have many teeth left. I ground them down to nubs. When I read that, I got so incensed, I called called both senators and my representative. And today I got an answer back from my representative.
And he
was telling me all the laws that he voted on for funding of all this stuff that was going on in Iraq. And he even forwarded my letter to Donald Rumsfeld. So my name is on the list.
Don't fly anywhere. I mean, don't even go near an airport, because they'll come over and pat you down. Only when they finish patting you down, they will find drugs, weapons, and plastic explosion, and you'll never be able to call this program again, okay?
Yeah, you know, I just wanted to make sure that somebody knew, so that if you don't hear from me, you know where to look for me.
I love you, Marge. Thanks.
Take care, my friend.
All right, you have a nice evening. You have a nice evening. Oh, you got to love Marge. Oh, my God, you got to love Marge. All right, quick break. We'll be right back. Stay with us. You're on hold. We're getting your phone call coming up. We're at 866-303-2270. This is Air America Radio.
Our energy policy has never been compromised.
We're running well, and we need you. Kenstar.
Kenny Boyshit and Focus with Dimension Rights.
Bush and Cheney's and Ron Money Buddies. This time they went too far.
What is Enron anyway?
Remember back when they kept whining about Clinton lowered the moral bar.
Do you know?
know where your children are on the internet? In the U.S., thousands of children are affected by internet crimes every day across the country. You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Help educate our children.
Join the PCP, Printer Cartridge Recycling Program. Don't toss that cartridge. Call 1-866-STOP-ABUSE.
It doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in preventing internet crimes across the nation. It is an effective project for schools, corporations, businesses, offices, private homes, and best of all, the environment.
Don't toss.
For every cartridge you return, the Child Abuse Unit receives a dollar towards the education on internet safety.
You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Educate your children.
And remember, it doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in protecting us and promoting internet safety. Don't toss.
Sponsored by the Child Abuse Unit, SPCC, 1-866-STOP-ABUSE. For more information, go to childabuseunit.com. Keep our children safe on the internet. Childabuseunit.com.
Night falls. Darkness closes in. A mystery unfolds. Hallmark Channel introduces a series of original movies.
Everybody loves a murder.
Kelly Martin as Mystery Woman. John Larroquette as McBride.
Where were you when he died?
And Leah Thompson as Jane Doe.
We've got a development and we're a puzzle.
The Hallmark Channel Mystery Movie. Every Friday night at 9, 8 Central, beginning January 7th on Hallmark Channel. Get a clue at HallmarkChannelMysteries.com.
Hark, the defense makes bells ring. Glory to the pummeling.
Capital One Bowl Week. The best world's winning 11 days in 21 games. Hail Marys and God bridge blown. Chance of born and chose go home. A gift from Capital One you've got. Now double check what's in your wallet.
Capital One Bowl Week is on ABC and ESPN. December 14th through the Capital One Bowl on New Year's Day.
The Business Trip by Super 8 Motels.
Somewhere between the last meeting and home, between four drive-thrus and the blob of ketchup on your favorite tie, between 60 dead bugs on your windshield and a wiper blade gone awry, somewhere between where you are and where you're going, there's a Super 8. See you along the way.
This summer, kids eat free at Denny's when you stay at Super 8. See Super8.com for details.
All Super 8 Motels are individually owned and operated.
When was the last time you woke up full of energy and completely refreshed? If it's been too long, then there's an all-natural way to get the best sleep of your life guaranteed. It's called Liquid Sleep. It's a delicious apple cinnamon flavored powder you mix with water before bed. You will fall asleep faster, stay asleep longer, and reach that deep dream-filled sleep that's essential for feeling fresh and full of energy. Liquid Sleep contains safe all-natural ingredients, including one derived from tryptophan. You know the stuff in turkey that puts you to sleep after Thanksgiving dinner. So stop feeling like a zombie and functioning at less than your best. Try Liquid Sleep now, risk-free. You'll enjoy the best sleep of your life the very first night, or your money back. Order Liquid Sleep now, and we'll even include a memory foam pillow and $80 value absolutely free.
To order risk-free, call 800-605-3396. That's 800-605-3396. Call 800-605-3396. 800-605-3396.
The Radio Shack Glossary of Electronics. Today's term, the boomerang. It's when someone sells you the wrong accessory or a no-name thing that simply goes kaput.
Excuse me, this didn't work.
Bummer.
They didn't sell you an electronic accessory, my friend. They sold you a boomerang, because it's coming back to that store. But it's Radio Shack, we give you easy answers by carrying a bigger selection of quality accessories for all major brands of electronics. So you'll come back because you want to, not because you have to. Radio Shack, you've got questions, we got answers.
Hi friends, this is Bill Begley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement, Focus Factor, absolutely free. Now, why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, a $75 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-463-7971. That's 1-800-463-7971. Limit one bottle per household. Again, it's 1-800-463-7971.
Ready for a liberal helping of truth? It's more of Mike Malloy.
About 22 past the hour, article in the Washington Post. This is from today's Washington Post about Bush's absence in making any kind of a statement, compassionate or not, about the destruction that occurred in South Asia. And it points out that, well, here's what it says, among the world's two dozen wealthiest countries, the United States often is among the lowest in donations per capita for assistance worldwide. According to the Paris-based Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, of 30 wealthy nations, the United States gives the least, 0.14, 14 hundredths of 1% of its gross national product, compared with Norway, which gives the most at 92 one-hundredths of 1% of its gross national product for these sorts of events. And because Clinton, where was Clinton? Clinton made a statement about this tragedy. Clinton was interviewed with by the BBC, said the suffering was like something from a horror film, and urged a coordinated international response. Germany's Chancellor Gerhard Schroeder cut short his vacation and returned to work in Berlin because of the Indian Ocean crisis. But a White House spokesman said that Clinton was too quick to head for the cameras to hold forth on tragedies with his trademark empathy. A top Bush aide said,
"Actions speak louder than words. Our guy's out cutting brush. What the hell's Clinton doing? What, do you have another bypass?"
Now remember, just keep in mind, truth seekers, okay, just for a moment here, I know I've been beating this with a stick tonight, but 3,000 people died in this country, not all of them Americans, on September 11, 2001, and I had the sense that the rest of the world momentarily stopped. Did you get that sense? I really, even in Iran, people poured into the streets in sympathy for what occurred in this country. Was it the French who said, "Today we're all Americans"? The Canadians bled for us. The entire world. It was like the world stopped. And which was amazing to me, because acts of terror have occurred around the world, I don't know, for 50, 100 years. Mass killings as an act of terror in Germany, in Italy, in Spain, in the Philippines, in Central and South America. So many of those acts of terror generated by our CIA. So in a very gross, obtuse, freaked out kind of way, what occurred in this country September 11, 2001 was a real yawner on the world stage, but because it occurred here, because it happened here, I had the sense that the world stopped. And then Bush turned around and just smacked all of their faces, just kicked them in the groin, and turned every single country against us. But that's how they reacted to our tragedy. And how does this twerp, this filthy regime in this country, react to this horrific, unfathomable tragedy? They say, "Well,
we don't think that Clinton should have said anything. That's, you know, what about Monica Lewinsky? What about that, huh? Bush can't come out here and make these..." What does it say here? This is the part that was just
awful. It's in the Times. Oh. A White House official said, quote, "The president wanted to be fully briefed on our efforts. He didn't want to make a symbolic statement about, we feel your pain." That's what it says. That's what somebody who speaks for the Bush crime family said. Well, you're not surprised, are you? Oh, he didn't want to make a symbolic statement about we. The entire world made symbolic statements about our pain. People in communist countries, people in Muslim countries, people in so-called Christian countries made symbolic statements about our pain. And this thug can't come out and make a symbolic statement about the death of 100,000 people? Don't you wish Bush had any kind of empathy? They can't stop criticizing the big dog because he has actual empathy for this tragedy to end all tragedies. That's a bad thing now? What do you prefer, Truth Seeker? The empathetic leader? Of the giggling killer. Don't bother answering. I know what your answer is.
9/11, and since that day, by our own leader, we have been driven to the edge of Armageddon. Bill Clinton told a lie, Bush lies, and people die.
Here's a Mother Jones quiz. True or false, Ogden, Utah wants to condemn 22 acres of homes and shops to build a Walmart. Atlantic City destroyed two churches for a casino. 10% of San Jose, California was declared blighted and ready for new ownership. Guess what? They're all true. January's Mother Jones magazine reports on cities seizing private land and giving it to corporate America. The new Mother Jones, on newsstands now.
1 in 4 adults has high blood pressure. If you're one of them and you have a cold, Coricidin HBP has surprising news for you. The American Heart Association recognizes that decongestants found in many leading cold medicines can raise your blood pressure and interfere with blood pressure medication. So why risk it? Only decongestant-free Coricidin HBP provides a line of safe, powerful cold and flu medication specially formulated for people with high blood pressure. So make the safe choice. Coricidin HBP. Use as directed.
Welcome to What's On My Mind. First question. 1 in 3 chance you'll need it on vacation.
Duct tape? Saddle shoes? D batteries.
Actually, Imodium.
Oh, I knew that. There's a 1 in 3 chance you'll get diarrhea on foreign vacations. Imodium works often in one dose.
If you know all about Imodium, why didn't you say it?
Peepee jitters?
This is radio.
Oh.
Until next time.
Pack Imodium AD. Pack wisely. Use only as directed. About 1 in 3 travelers to developing countries get diarrhea.
Can a moderate leadership emerge in a Palestinian society where children are recruited to be suicide bombers? Can Ariel Sharon pull the settlers out of Gaza without bringing down his government? How are American Jews and the issues we care about affected by the presidential election? Why is Madonna studying Kabbalah? How do you rate the best kosher hot dogs? Read the foreword and find out. Keep up with tradition and what's new and changing. Enjoy award-winning reviews and arts coverage. Exclusive reporting on stories found nowhere else. Provocative editorials and news analysis on issues affecting all of us. More than ever, we need to stay in touch. And there's no better way than reading the Forward, the nation's Jewish newspaper. Try it for 4 weeks free. You'll then be billed $24.95 for another 26 issues. Not satisfied? Just write cancel on the bill and keep the first 4 issues free. Call now for the Forward. 800-253-7800. That's 800-253-7800.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
Next Wednesday night.
What America needs is affordable health insurance.
Finding affordable health insurance for you and your family, it's on everybody's mind right now. And if you're self-employed, it's on your mind too. Well, I found a company you can call right now and get the affordable health insurance coverage you're looking for. The Midwest National Life Insurance Company of Tennessee. Write this number down. 800-475-9853. 800-475-9853. They specialize in helping entrepreneurs of all kinds and those of us who run small businesses or don't get health insurance where we work to protect our families with the health insurance we need. And if you have a COBRA plan that's about to expire, we can help you too. So call us right now. 800-475-9853. 800-475-9853. Not available in all states.
Will Durst.
Say what you will about Bush, man. He has managed to reunite France and Germany.
The Washington Post portrays Will Durst as the Dark Prince of Doubt.
The German Justice Minister called Bush's tactics Hitler-like.
It's open season on anything political on Will Durst's new CD, Warning.
Let me repeat that.
We just got called a Nazi by Germany.
With another 4 years of George W. in the White House, you're going to need some laughs.
That's not good.
So go to WillDurst.com today and get your copy of his new hilarious CD, Warning.
Is this a great country or what?
Randy Rhodes.
Tim never gives anybody anything.
That's not true.
5 years, you have never given me a gift, and I have always, always given you
what
one.
What did I give you last year?
Nothing.
You got a huge bottle of Grey Goose and a carton of cigarettes.
And a carton of cigarettes. It's like a hillbilly Christmas, ain't it? I haven't seen cartons of cigarettes being given as gifts since I lived in Portsmouth, Ohio.
Randy Rhodes on Air America Radio.
Hey, truth seekers, it's time for your humble and obedient servant, more of Mike Malone.
My goodness, it's 25 before the hour already. Time just rips by when you're having fun, doesn't it? Huh? God, I've got windburn from the rush of time tonight. Spike is calling from Easton, PA. Hey, Spike, welcome to the program.
Thank you. This is my first night ever of having satellite radio, and hearing you is a breath of fresh air for me.
Man, you're the first person I ever talked to named Spike in my entire life.
Well, I'm glad to give you that honor, I guess.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much, Spike.
I'm one of those weirdos who grew up watching NASCAR and somehow didn't become a right-winger in this country.
Uh-huh.
Anyways, the big thing that I find interesting about this whole disaster out in the tsunami is the biggest thing that's going to make it such a expense is going to be the fact those people don't have health insurance out there. And what will we do if a level, like a number 9 earthquake hit the Bay Area, or we had a huge, ridiculous act of God, maybe in Long Island, the New York City area, that would submerge thousands of people also underwater? I mean, it would be a huge, we're waiting for a huge disaster like that to hit us.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, by the fact we're ignoring health care all these years in this country, easily, you know, just like we didn't think terror could ever hit here, allegedly, we don't really think acts of God are really going to hit us that big. At least our government doesn't seem to think so.
Well, you know, when you mentioned the West Coast, I'm probably getting the names wrong here, but the Pacific Plate and the North American Plate that are grinding up against each other and have been for an eye blink in time, which would be several thousand years. And the prediction is, you know, they're always talking about the big one in California. And, you know, when the big one hits, if it hits on near the coast of California and not in the middle of the Pacific, like this last one hit in the more or less the middle of the Indian Ocean, so to speak. But if it hits near the coast of California, then there are three states in the western United States and a province in Canada that instantly ceases to exist. It's gone. It's not a tsunami. It's just gone.
Right,
so I shudder to think. And the only thing I would question, Spike, is, I understand where you're coming from, but an act of God, no, it's not an act of God. It's an act of plate tectonics. It's an act of physics. It's what happens when you have an iron ball with a hot molten core and a sliding mantle floating around in a solar system in some little insignificant star system in this monstrous universe. That's all.
Right. I mean, look at the big disaster they made, the one in the 80s out in California, and that was nothing compared to what could happen out there.
Right.
I mean, and the reason I refer to it as an act of God simply is anytime we hear it referred to us like that, whether it's the media,
I know,
officials, they always use that term. You know, I'm not specifically saying it's an act of God.
I know. I understand. If it were an act of God, then once again, you know, I'd take God out behind the woodshed and beat his head in. You know, you don't do that. You know, you don't do that. If you're lucky enough to be born a god, right? If you wind up and you're a god, you come into consciousness someday and you look around and you go, wow, man, I'm a god! You know, and then if you take that power and kill thousands or tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of people, somebody ought to call you down and whip your ass.
Well, certainly I'm a little disappointed in him after the Holocaust, if nothing else.
Well, there you go. You know, I remember reading Night by Elie Wiesel when he was a 12 or 13-year-old kid, and he was where was he? Treblinka or Dachau or Buchenwald or Auschwitz, wherever Elie Wiesel was as a kid, and he saw the flaming, stinking pits and children being pushed into it and burned, and he looked at God in the heavens and shook his fist, and I can't say what he said. Or I'll lose my little stupid broadcast license, you know. You know, I'm not the first one to say I'd like to whip God's ass if he did exist. He doesn't exist. Now, Elie Wiesel might have come around and said, oh, I'm sorry, that's right, I'm Jewish. I got to keep believing in God. You know, not me, not ever. Pass.
Yeah, well, certainly, like I said, I'd hope and be on the woodshed for you so you can get a better smack at him.
That's great. Spike, thanks for checking in, pal.
Hey, thank you, and I love this show. Thank you for being on the air.
All right, sir. Appreciate your call. You take care. How many of you have read Night? You want to read something? Read Night. Read Treblinka. Another one of the Polish... well, it was built in Poland, death camps run by the Nazis. You know, it's just an outrage. It's an outrage. What is done and then attributed to this cloud being? It's just an outrage. You know, I accept the faith of people who believe, you know, why shouldn't I? I mean, I don't mean to sound patronizing or condescending at all, not at all. You know, I'm astounded by it. I'm astounded. If I meet somebody who practices Judaism, I'm astounded. I'm astounded that Orthodox will spend so much time contemplating their God's navel. If I meet a fundamentalist Christian, I am astounded that they spend so much time contemplating the whims and hiccups of their particular God that usually results in horrific death and destruction. I'm astounded. I meet a fundamentalist Hindu. And I just go crazy because, you know, they've got, what do they got, 300 of them? You can't walk down the street without stepping on one of their gods. Just goes on and on. I'm sorry, you know, if that's how folks want to believe, that's fine with me. Just keep your God out of my face and my life and my backyard and my kids and my grandkids. You understand what I'm saying? It's mind-boggling to me that here we are this far into the evolution of the human species, and we still insist on believing in spooks and haints and things that go bump in the night. We don't understand yet how this physical universe works and our little, almost invisible corner of it. And there's still debate. Well, I wonder if there's life on other planets. Oh, my God. So to speak. Can't do it. Not tonight. Not ever. Jimmy is calling from Minnesota. Jimmy, welcome to the program.
Yeah, hi, Mike. Thank you for having your program and searching for the truth all the time.
Well, you're welcome.
Talking about military spending, I did some calculations, and I read this also from the Center for Defense Information. If you look at the second hand of your watch or your clock on your wall there, you'll see we actually spend $12,000 per second on military spending.
That's what the number is, huh?
Yeah.
It's almost unbelievable.
40 minutes per hour, Mike.
Yeah.
That's a lot of dough that could go to these people, among other things, and solve a lot of problems besides starting all these wars, you know. I've been active in the politics since Jimmy McCarthy and George McGovern days, so I'm feeling kind of down about this election we just had, which has questionable results anyway, of course. But thank you for having your show and keeping the truth out there. As they say, the truth is out there.
Well, thanks for checking in. I'm glad you're listening, Jimmy. If we didn't have listeners, it would mount to a hill of snot. So thank you. You take care, okay?
You too.
All right. Matt is calling from Canton, Ohio. Hey, Matt, welcome to the program.
Mike.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. You kind of inspired me to do something about donating some money to the victims over there tonight. So I do comics and stuff. So I'm drawing this comic that I think might inspire some people to donate some money. I'm going to try to get on the web. And what I was going to try to do is see if there's any bloggers out there that want to post it. And I was going to auction it off to see if anyone buys it, because that'll probably generate more money than I can donate.
Well, that's an interesting idea. I hope that comes together for you. Get it out there and see what happens, you know. Just see what happens.
Yeah. Could I give out my email in case that there's anybody out there that might want to post on a blog?
Yeah, if you want to give out your email, sometimes that's not the wisest thing to do, but go ahead.
I get hate mail anyway from people, so, because I do cartoons, so.
Okay.
It's just Matt Bors at mattbors.com, B-O-R-S.
How do you spell your last name?
B-O-R-S.
All right, Matt at mattbors.com.
Matt Bors at mattbors.com, yeah.
Oh, Matt Bors at mattbors.com, and your last name is B-O-R-S.
Yeah.
All right, Matt.
I'm drawing this now. I guess if anyone emails me or whatever, I can just...
You finish, email me a copy. I'll look at it and delete it immediately. I won't try to sell it also, okay?
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, because I'd like to see what you... I'll tell you what. When you finish it, just send me an email and say it's finished, and I'll go to your website and take a look at it.
All right?
Cool.
Yep.
All right. Good idea. Thanks, Matt.
Yep, later.
All right, sir. Take care. Tom is calling from Orlando, Florida. Hey, Tom. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike. You're
Hi.
The best. I like to share the reflection with you that is kind of along the same lines that you mentioned before. Is... According to British study and research, there was 100,000 Iraqis killed.
Yeah, we talked about that, yeah.
Right, which is twice as much, you know, according to the latest number, 50,000 in Asia.
Right.
And yet we have, you know, last 3 days cover 24 hours ranting and raving about this tragedy.
Oh, I know. You know, Americans don't care about Iraqis. Hey, hold on, Tom. I got to do a break here. I'll come back and pick you up as soon as we take the break.
Thanks.
This is Air America Radio. I'm Mike Malloy. Stay with us.
It is weird, in the soldiers, in the war, don't know what he's fighting for. Yeah, it takes a lonely...
Night falls, darkness closes in, a mystery unfolds. Hallmark Channel introduces a series of original movies.
Everybody loves a murder.
Kelly Martin as Mystery Woman. John Larroquette as McBride.
Where were you when he died?
And Leah Thompson as Jane Doe.
We've got a development in our puzzle.
The Hallmark Channel Mystery Movie. Every Friday night at 9, 8 Central, beginning January 7th on Hallmark Channel. Get a clue at hallmarkchannelmysteries.com.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed.
Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-399-6763. That's 1-800-399-6763. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-399-6763. Again, 1-800-399-6763.
When I wear black, even a little dandruff shows. And my old dandruff shampoo just wasn't cutting it. I still had flakes and dry scalp. So I switched to Selsun Blue Moisturizing Shampoo with aloe and moisturizers. Doctor recommended Selsun Blue has a proven ingredient to relieve dandruff. Plus, it keeps my hair and scalp healthy and flake-free.
If you see flakes, try Selsun Blue. Selsun Blue Moisturizing Dandruff Shampoo.
I'm telling you, it really works.
Never wear black without the blue. Selsun Blue. Uses direct.
Would you take 10 minutes to protect the future of your family? In just 10 minutes, you could have up to $150,000 of select-term life insurance from the American Life Insurance Company of New York. For more information and a free rate quote, just call 1-866-492-2500. That's all it takes, just 10 minutes to apply over the phone. There's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just answer some simple questions and you'll be quoted a very affordable rate. If you qualify, your coverage begins right away. During your term, your rates will never go up, and your benefits will never go down. Now it's fast, easy, and affordable to protect your loved ones for a lifetime. Call American Life now for a free rate quote. 1-866-492-2500. Based in New York City, American Life issues select term under form number ALNYSELO3 or a state variation. Call American Life. 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
The Radio Shack Glossary of Electronics. Today's term, the boomerang. It's when someone sells you the wrong accessory or a no-name thing that simply goes kaput.
Excuse me, this didn't work.
Bummer.
They didn't sell you an electronic accessory, my friend. They sold you a boomerang, because it's coming back to that store. But at Radio Shack, we give you easy answers by carrying a bigger selection of quality accessories for all major brands of electronics. So you'll come back because you want to, not because you have to. Radio Shack. You've got questions, we've got answers.
Would you take 10 minutes to protect the future of your family? In just 10 minutes, you could have up to $150,000 of select-term life insurance from the American Life Insurance Company of New York. For more information and a free rate quote, just call 1-866-492-2500. That's all it takes, just 10 minutes to apply over the phone. There's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just answer some simple questions and you'll be quoted a very affordable rate. If you qualify, your coverage begins right away. During your term, your rates will never go up, and your benefits will never go down. Now it's fast, easy, and affordable to protect your loved ones for a lifetime. Call American Life now for a free rate quote. 1-866-492-2500. Based in New York City, American Life issues select term under form number ALNYSELO3 or a state variation. Call American Life. 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
You've seen Barry Crimmins knock him dead at Air America Radio's Satire for Sanity.
Sometimes I think my phone's tapped because I hear weird things on it, like, shh, Crimmins will hear you.
Now read Never Shake Hands with a War Criminal, the new book by the man the Boston Globe has called a mixture of Tom Paine and Mark Twain.
Bush is an optimist. That's what he keeps telling me. I'm an optimist. And, you know, I agree. He is an optimist. Who else but an optimist could run for office on his record?
Barry Crimmins' Never Shake Hands with a War Criminal from Seven Stories Press.
You can read my book. There's more.
Available now at bookstores worth visiting.
Proof that fish and humans can coexist peacefully. It's more of Mike Malloy.
It's about 8:30 before the hour. Who was I talking with? I was talking with Tom in Orlando. That's right. Tom, thanks for holding on. Where were we?
Yes, just to finish my reflection is that the 100,000 victims in Iraq, and yet we were sold the government compassion that everything was done, for the democracy in Iraq, and everybody believed that, and namely $250 billion spent for that war. And the same guy offered $18 million. He probably pulled it from his hip pocket, you know, honestly, to...
Sure.
To donate to this. So, just a reflection, you know, the comparable numbers and different approach. And if I could say another thing, it's a little bit different subject, is how, I don't know if I have time for that. I have a neighbor who is a Chinese-American lady who is a lawyer, and she represents customers for whatever was, right now it's called Immigration Naturalization Service.
Right.
She has a female client who applies for political asylum. In China, there is a law that you cannot have more than two children. Her client is 23 years old, and third child was aborted on her. And during that procedure, they removed all her female organs. And she ran away from that oppression here to the United States, and immigration turned her down based on the... justification that she's no longer exposed to such oppression because she doesn't have any reproductive organs.
Oh my God!
And and according to that lawyer, it's impossible this judgment being done 5-6 years ago. And this is our business, the best business partner, Red China. So that's what I was going to share with you. And also,
I'm not surprised that immigration in this country, which has become almost like a branch of the Spanish Inquisition, reincarnated 500 years later, and would deny people entry, probably because she had an abortion.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, well. Hey, thanks for checking in, Tom.
Mike, I only wish you were in earlier hours. You make me sleepy every day at work. But thank you for that.
Well, thanks for tuning in. And if I don't talk to you before, have a good New Year. And drive safe. Man, we'll be off Friday. We're not working New Year's Eve. We'll be here tomorrow and Thursday, and we're taking off Friday. My good friend in Victor, West Virginia, Robin, who has his own radio show. He does talk radio. HeadOnRadio.com, I think, is his website. Anyway, Mike, your observation of the sliding mantle on the molten core is spot on, but have we gotten big, evil, and greedy enough to give things a nudge? Here's an interesting theory I found on BuzzFlash when I got home tonight. Apparently, there was at least significantly earlier warning in the same neck of the woods that the juggler was putting the plates in the air. The author notes an 8.1 quake near Tasmania on November 30, as well as a massive whale and dolphin kill at the same time as ongoing seismic searching for oil in the region. And then he lists the website, but you can go to buzzflash.com and if you can find the story. When these massive earthquakes hit Afghanistan, I think my senior correspondent Chris came up with it. I think Shelby at radiopower.org came up with it. But and if I'm attributing this wrong, guys, I apologize. But they had the theory that these massive bombs we were using, what were they called, Kathy? Those huge bunker busters. Daisy cutters, the ones that were just in destructive power, were of course not as powerful as nuclear bombs, but the most powerful conventional bombs ever built by any member of the human race. And after this massive bombing, earthquake in Afghanistan, or earthquake in Turkey, or earthquakes along that, what is it, the Anatolia fault line, That travels from the Western Mediterranean all the way across to Pakistan, I guess, a fault line, not a tectonic overlap tectonic plate overlap, but a fault line. Now, see, I'm trying to be smart here, and it's probably the same damn thing. But anyway, the Anatolia fault line, I believe it's caused all these quakes in Iran and Turkey and on that line into Afghanistan. You know, could it be that these things are, relatively speaking, delicately perched? And massive repeated bombings or seismic searching for oil, you know, bouncing powerful sound waves off the ocean floor. Oh, probably just another one of those tinfoil hat internet conspiracy theories, right? Thanks, Robin. Have we got time for, we'll try. Larry is calling from Fort Lauderdale. Larry, you have, no, I'm sorry. I don't want to do this to you, Larry. You have 20 seconds. Can you just say hello? Hello, Larry. Never mind. We'll catch you another night, Larry. And you folks that are on hold, I'm sorry. I tried. I really tried. Gave it my best shot. We'll get you tomorrow Thursday if you call back, okay? We'll be here tomorrow and Thursday live, and then we're off New Year's Eve. That's it. Then no more off until I have some dental surgery scheduled around MLK Day. So we'll see you tomorrow, and we'll see you Thursday, all right? Take care. Watch your back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
Are you a diabetic? Do you have Medicare or private insurance? If you do, here's some great news that could save you time and money. If you're required to test your blood sugar, iCare may be able to provide your supplies at no cost to you. Here's why. We work with Medicare and most private insurances to determine your maximum coverage benefits, so we can ship your supplies free right to your door. So I want you to call us right now. 800-720-5868. 800-720-5868. So if you have diabetes, we make it real easy for you here at iCare. We are an approved Medicare provider, and we do all the paperwork, so all you have to do is call. Toll free, 800-720-5868. 800-720-5868. That's 800-720-5868. Remember, at iCare, we care.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. Now the staggering number is more than 60,000. More than 60,000 dead in the massive tsunami in southern Asia. More than 27,000 of those deaths came from Indonesia alone. The U.S. State Department reports that 12 Americans are confirmed dead, and hundreds of other U.S. citizens are still missing. Health officials are warning that disease could double the tsunami's death toll. A top official with the World Health Organization said medical treatments and fresh water would have to be rushed to the worst-hit countries in order to prevent another disaster. A man who grew up in southwest Minnesota survived the tsunami. Clay Johnson was able to email his father, Steve, at his home in Marshall.
He said that he was on the beach, and the tidal wave, tsunami, whatever you want to call it, was bearing down on them, so they just made a mad dash to safety.
Clay Johnson was with friends in Malaysia on holiday break from his teaching job in Japan. UNICEF officials say Sunday's massive earthquake could be one of the most devastating natural disasters they have ever experienced. Washington University seismologist Michael Wyessian says this quake's energy can easily outdo a good nuclear weapon any day.
You have a huge portion of the Indian Ocean seafloor sinking beneath Asia. And this involves a tremendous amount of energy and displacement. Remember that an earthquake of this size